you don't know nothing about goal line, short yard, goal line. You get up out of there. You said the edge on goal line?
Absolutely.
In college?
I got a clip.
What about in the league, though?
I got it. What you mean? I said it. I would have said it.
But did you?
Actually, I did. We had a 4th and 1. I said the edge.
Goal line.
Nah.
Welcome back to the A.
Nothing but nothing, well, baby. Hey, that's what we do.
And then past that rope was the hood.
Fuck that.
He said, "Oh, you want a shot?" I said, "Yeah, nigga."
I'm in the city, fuck with me now. I got fucking city.
Light it up, light it up.
Welcome to the Raw Room.
I got a homie of mine, bro. Shout out to my homie, man. He actually be kicking the woods when we go out to Seattle, man. And,
okay.
He just broke up with his girl.
Damn, and, that's expensive.
And
said it's expensive.
He got served in the papers, and putting on child support, bro.
I couldn't.
My guy was so sick, bro. He was sick.
Damn.
He was sick. And that's 18 years. That's 18 years. And then like I didn't know that it worked like this, but. It ain't like a set payment. Like, all right, this is what it is. If he make more,
yeah,
then the number go up.
That's what it's based on.
Run his pockets up.
Nice. Dude, why do you think all these females trying to have babies with these athletes? That's been the point.
I thought it was like
why you think all these women trying to have babies with athletes, with these professional guys making all this money, bro? It's exactly. Based off of income.
But it should be based off where you catch them, though.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I agree with you.
He said where you catch them is...
Right, but what it is...
It is what it is.
Where
it
you
is what
catch them is crazy, sweet.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where you catch them...
What you come in with is what you leave with.
Yeah.
If you came in with empty pockets... I ain't gonna say empty pockets, but like...
If you came in on a rookie deal, you should get that rookie
deal money. Okay.
You should get You should get that next deal.
You don't get grandfathered into the next deal.
It's not AT&T.
Rookie deal is lifetime.
It ain't no lifetime.
If you catch him, that means you was being impatient. You should have waited.
You try to do it like they do a running back.
I'm for my brothers, man.
Yeah, bro.
That shit is outrageous though. You can't be getting caught up, man.
Well, look, I gotta tell y'all something. This is funny as hell, bro. Let me go ahead and tell y'all this right now, man. So last Thursday, I had a late meeting. Came home late. You know, wife is still up and everything. And I walk in the house, and you know. What's up with the woods? Like, let's just go upstairs and go to bed. It's late at this point. Let's go upstairs and go to bed.
Right.
And I'm walking upstairs and scrolling through my phone on Instagram stories. You know what I'm saying? And something caught my eye. I'm tired. I didn't know exactly what it was.
Something caught my eye.
But you know how like you can share a post to your story?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I clicked the post. I'm like, all right, hold on. Like, what is it? Let me click the post.
Okay.
So I clicked the post. I said, okay, yeah, that's cool. And then I set my phone down. And I went, you know, putting some of the clock. I was doing something. I don't know. I wasn't paying attention. I was doing something.
Put the phone?
And it was unlocked like this. And I ain't got to lock my phone or whatever. It's just like that. It just opened up. Mm-hmm. And all I see is, you know how like, you can tell this, your woman looking at your phone when like her head do this right here?
The quick peek. The little peek back.
Nah, it went on quick peek though. Cause she was
sure. She was.
And then I saw this right here.
Ooh.
And I didn't even do that. You know, I just clicked and see. I didn't even see what was, you know what I'm saying, next. And she, I said, damn, she. And I wasn't paying attention. She said, yo, why you like this picture? Or no. I didn't like it.
Why you looking at it?
That was the question. So I said,
damn.
I was like, what you talking about? And she said, this right here, why you looking at the picture? So I said, I'll go and look. I was like, you know, like normally you be trying to think of something in your head real quick. Like, it was late, bro. I said, bro, I'm about to just tell the truth, bro. I said...
You liked what you saw?
It was a nice picture.
You didn't like it, but you did.
I said, honestly.
That ain't nothing but a brochure. It's a brochure. It's just a brochure.
Advertising. It's marketing.
It's the truest statement you could say, but it's also...
It was real.
Not what you want to say.
Hey, listen, I said it. It listen,
I'm going to swing, bro. I would have said
yes, it. Yes, but you got to tell the truth, though. You got to tell the truth.
It was a nice picture.
Honestly,
you look harder than I did. I didn't even know you was a swing. I went back to my phone. Let me see what really... I swam. I said, okay, now I see why
see,
you...
See, I didn't see all that the first time.
You
did more looking than I did. Right? You put me on. So why we mad? Why is it a problem?
Why is it a problem? Anyway, I know that has had to happen. Something like that.
Absolutely, because I was when you was telling the story and you said you put the phone down. I said, "What the fuck? Yeah. What? Why did you put the phone? You
didn't at least back
close,
out of it.
I right, said, close it
back,
out, nigga.
At least back out of the
if
app.
If she went like, bro, sweet
boy, thank you, bro.
At least go back to the home page.
Right, like, pick off don't the tab like, or something, bro.
At least go back to the where it's a group of pictures and not just the one.
Not just the one.
Sweet, come
I would
on, time, baby.
Bro. I would think. I didn't set that whole down, bro. Anyway, welcome back to the Raw Roll.
Yeah, welcome back.
Great to be here in a minute or two, man. Obviously, y'all see that we do have a guest here.
I'm back.
He ain't even a guest no more, bro.
I'm a roommate, bro.
Shout out to King Dunlap in the building.
In the building.
I know you've been busy shaking and grooving and everything. You was supposed, like yesterday, I was supposed to pull up on you, but that got pushed back. So I know you got some events coming up in Nashville next week. Tell us about them, bro. Yeah, like, where are we supposed to be pulling up to?
Sunday, holiday weekend, man. Got a clothing line, got an event. For, you know, Sweet got the rose wear on, man. Event. We did a little thing with the Vanguard. They have some music, some art, some clothes, some fun, some drinks. It's a little multi-level venue. Roseware.com is the website.
Check it out.
Get your tickets on Instagram, Roseware Co. Pull up. It's a vibe, bro. Like, we going.
I'm in there,
good
baby.
Good time, good music, good people.
You said art and liquor, man. I'm in there.
Yeah. Art and liquor. Okay, yeah. Art can do that,
bro. Yeah, bro. There's going to be some, like I said, it's going to be a beautiful, nice little vibe, beautiful event on a Sunday. It's a holiday weekend, you know what I'm saying? So we going.
Shit is Labor Day weekend, ain't it?
Yeah.
The labor.
It's about that time, bro.
Damn.
The labor.
So can we, okay, what's the rule? Can you wear white after Labor Day?
Man, I don't even.
What is that still a thing? There was a rule, like you can't wear white.
It was a rule, but I thought
that was just in the movies. The whole white white shoes at the Labor Day or something? That wasn't from a movie.
I don't know. I just thought it was.
We
a
don't
thing.
Know nothing over here, bro.
Is that from a movie? Is that like a real thing? Yeah,
I
heard it the first time I heard about it was a movie. I didn't know it was. Yeah,
what?
I don't know. I don't remember. But
what were these? Hold on.
It says in the early 1900s, those were well-to-do, often favored, like what is this?
Meant you were someone.
It's no white, yeah.
Okay, wearing white after Labor Day meant you were someone who had.
It was a
means
movie,
to,
like when
okay.
I was, like, we were
boy.
It was a movie when we were kids. See, that's what I'm saying. I didn't know if it was real because it was in the rule. They talked about the rule, whatever movie. I can't remember what movie it was.
Okay.
I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
wearing white pants and that motherfucker next week. I got some white jeans.
I don't think that's
people
are calling shit no more.
That's a fashion like
say less than nigga. I got some
fashion wrist right there.
What white jeans?
White jeans.
Shit, I got some.
Them boys gonna be dirty.
Nah, not the
they
way
gonna
I move.
Get dirty.
Not the way I move,
King. They gonna get dirty.
I mean, they
it's white jeans.
Man, look,
sweet. That's worse than a white t-shirt.
Nah,
yes it is.
And for me, I'll never do both. I sweat too much.
Nah, I won't do both. Yeah. I've done white jeans and I pulled it off.
I mean, you can pull
like
it. I'm not saying you can't pull
spot.
It off.
Listen, when I'm at your event, I'm not be moving around. I'm going to be in one spot.
It ain't even got to be you. It could just be somebody next to you. The nigga at your table would just, like, I don't know, eating some shit, drink.
That white attracts some dirt. But, I mean, if you can pull it off, like, hey, you pull it off.
I mean, yeah, you probably pull it off.
I ain't never been able to find no white jeans to fit me, but. You know,
yeah, I ain't really too.
Nah,
white jeans,
a little bit too tall, a little bit too big for some white jeans.
I don't think I'd wear them.
You
anyway.
Don't do that. I don't even know if they got denim in the stores.
No, I got linen. I definitely got some white linen. That's easy.
But no,
that denim for me ain't nothing but some curtains with a drawstring.
Yeah, so. No, we not doing that.
I got some linen, but I ain't got no white denim.
Oh my God, bro. Anyway, what's up, bro? How's your weekend, JC? I like to start with the weekends, bro. How was your weekend, man? What you been on?
Weekend was straight, man. Yeah. I was chilling, hanging out with Marcus. It was his birthday over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yesterday, man. He had a little game night. We played King's Cup.
King's Cup.
Okay. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
I'm not familiar. Put me
it's
on.
It's like a drinking game.
Everybody, it's a drinking game.
Yeah. Everybody get get whatever you're going to drink. And then they take a deck of cards, you know, put it on the table. And then everybody go in order,
so
pick a card.
Drink a game with cards.
Yeah, and then okay. So the different cards
they mean
different
something.
Things. You know what I'm saying? So they got a, you know, a bunch of different rules.
It sounds like Ring of Fire to me.
Oh, it's I ain't never played that, but it was but pretty fun.
It's like Ring of Fire is like the same premise. It's Marcus, like a cards and you pull cards.
That boy Marcus
it got say something, and then you put the cards on top of the bottle.
It's just a little drinking game. It's not. Okay.
It's just like rules to see who gonna drink on the different. Like if you pull a two, then I get to pick somebody. Okay. To drink.
And it's just another game somebody made up to get drunk.
Right. Nah.
Something to get wasted.
Folks was lit. But the big rule is the kings. Like whoever pull a king, you get to make up a rule. And then so whoever pulls the last king though has to drink. It's a cup in the middle.
It's full of whatever.
That's full of whatever. And whoever pulled the last king really got to drink that bit.
Got to drink all of it.
Yeah, nah. Okay. It was a rough night for some of them people at that party.
Yeah, man. See, drinking all them games. Card games are my favorite. Like, I was flip cup, beer pong.
Yeah.
It was liquor, but flip cup and beer pong.
Flip cup, college, beer pong.
I played, I think I was like 15 and 0 or something like that in college. Like,
15 and 0 and what? Beer pong?
15 and 0.
Flip cup.
You a basketball player. Like,
well, no, I mean, it was cool.
The nigga aren't, he could dunk
no,
that.
No, not beer pong. Not beer pong. Flip cup. Beer pong. Flip cup is where, you.
Flip cup is
But beer pong was cool. The ball was too small. You know, the little ping pong ball was too small for my
beer. Oh, damn. I thought you would have been good at that bit.
Flip cup, though.
My game was the, I don't know what they call it, but it's like another version of Ring of Fire. You just got a bottle and somebody played the music. And then, like, whenever, like, you just play the music, whenever you pause the music, whoever got the bottle's got to pull from it.
Yeah, so y'all playing musical chairs.
Whoever got the vibe, whoever got the ox, you playing the playlist,
Musical chairs with the bottle.
Okay. So we had a little party, played that. And then the next night, he had a pool party.
Okay.
It was at night. I mean, it was cool.
Pool party. Yeah.
It was cool. I see. Nice little time. I was just there for my boy Marcus, man.
Okay.
Shout out to Mark, man.
That's what's up, man. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to you, bro. Yeah. Happy birthday to you. But look, let's go ahead and get straight to sports. I know DB's supposed to be joining us soon, so I'm gonna take all of his fire. I know a few things he want to discuss as well, but I'm going to start with track and field. First of all, Netflix actually announced that they'll be having a track and field documentary coming out.
Okay.
I'm very, very excited about. Because
like from recent stuff.
And I feel like, yo, I was like, damn, back time, bro, because I haven't really seen a lot of track and field docs. Honestly, if you really think about it.
Not outside of the PED, the people that got in trouble for the
Exactly, you know. Exactly. It's going to be a 6-part series to drop it next year. I'm very, very excited about it. I think it's going to be fire, yo. Yeah.
I've been keeping up with track from day one. My mama ran, my sister ran. So I'm a big, like, that's real. Like, football speed is fast, but track speed is a whole different.
It's different.
It's a whole different.
So people, I don't think people understand. I'm sure you know.
Even JC, a
4.3 is fast in football.
Absolutely.
But, you know, them tracks, some of them, you know, they 4.2. It's different strive for shit.
Like, what's going on?
I mean, it's especially sprinting. Like, you are sprinters, yo, and just is how technical it is. Like, how quick you want your first foot to get down out the blocks. Like, maintaining, like, reaching your top speed in, maintaining the stride.
Yeah.
It's like a lot to go into it. But I'm very excited that Netflix is doing this, though, because I feel like Netflix ain't really missed on the sports docs, me personally. The ones they've had here recently.
I ain't seen all of them, but yeah.
You got The Last Dance, the MJ joint.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, that's
all the Untold top tier. All the Untold has been fire, I feel like.
I ain't seen all of them been fire to me.
Last Chance You, all of those. I like all them joints, bro. I feel like they've been kind of knocking the sports joints out the park.
They've been doing a good job.
Getting the track and field joining in, I think it's going to be fire. So speaking of track and field, I just want to go straight to the sisters and the brothers, but it's out there getting these W's. Sha'Carri Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just start with her, bro.
She was smoking the
track.
From
lane 9.
Smoking
the track, bro.
Floating, bro.
Look at her.
Lane 9, bro.
She locked in right now.
Rolling.
Look at her, bro.
Slide.
Rolling. And just knew before she hit the line.
Yeah.
That's confidence,
because old girl from Jamaica, Sharika Jackson?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, them, boy, all them
she liked it.
Riding.
She likes it.
Frazier Price, you know, the OG, she, you know, the youngins kind of took over her, but you know, she's been winning for Jamaica for years.
Now,
she's been part of that 4x1 team, because the 4x1 team won too. USA.
They did. Yep. Yeah. Uh huh. Now, it's, I mean, like, seeing her, I can't wait to see her. You know, like a doc or something coming out about Shikari. We knew, like, look, 4 years ago when that stuff happened, like, we was, I feel like all of us were just, like, behind her 100%. I thought it was bullshit, you know, with the whole drug.
This supposed to be round two.
Yeah, that's one. Ain't that one of your alumni? She go.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Tiger in the building. Like, This should be round two.
It should be round two.
So happy for her, bro.
Absolutely. I'm so excited about her, bro.
She rides, bro. Like, she, like, it's, Her top end is crazy.
It's crazy because, like, so, like, my wife, you know, like, she knew what I run. And, like, I was, like, she was like, nah, like, what is it about her that's just so special? I said, bro, you just got to understand. If you watch her run out the blocks, her blocks are decent. But she gets to her top end speed just, like, at the right time. Because if you look at it, she in, like, fourth place out the blocks.
Nah, yeah.
And but you got a two seconds.
She catch her stride, boy, and it's a wrap.
That's that track speed.
That's that track speed.
That fifth gear, that extra gear.
Bruh, it's crazy. Cause she a beast. I'm looking forward to seeing her, what she do in the Nationals next year for the Olympic qualifiers. It's going to be in Eugene. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, the Olympics next year in Paris, baby. So,
And another thing is, too, bro, she about that tall. She ain't really like she's...
How tall is she?
She can't be no taller. She can't be no taller.
5'1"
Yeah, bro.
Okay, well, I didn't think she was there.
And look at Frazier. What? Frazier Price, 5 feet.
She ain't too much taller, right?
Yeah. Well, man, moving, yo. Floating.
Flying.
Actually, like she's floating, man. Yeah. So, shout out to Shikari. It was a sweep for the 100. Yeah. For the men.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to... I'm gonna try my best just to be.
I'm fucking
dude. Yeah, no allows.
Go ahead. No allows, man.
He got his top end is crazy too.
Crazy. And no allows is a beast. He got three. I mean, he got three gold medals, you know, in the world. They weren't expecting him
to win the one.
Nuh-uh. No, they wasn't. And like, it's the same thing. It's like that top end speed. Yeah. Once you get it, I'm there, yo. And I'm floating, bro. But no allows is him. The 200, it wasn't even. Yeah. The 200, it wasn't close.
Yeah. Ain't nobody gonna touch him in the 2.
Yeah, the 200 wasn't close. I mean, he was gliding 200, yo. And then like the man's 4x1 is just exciting to watch, bro. Like I just
always.
That'd
be the race.
It has been. Yeah. I feel like, and you can fact check this, Faye. But man, like I feel like our 4x1 men's team. I mean, you gotta think, bro. Jamaica been running that shit for a little bit.
Yeah, we've been fumbling. We've been fumbling in baton. We ain't been able to get the baton right now.
It's the world championship.
Right.
Like, and even the Olympics, bro, they be fumbling the handoffs up. They ain't practicing the handoffs.
And honestly, if you saw the one with Niles, the last exchange, it wasn't smooth. It
wasn't clean.
It wasn't smooth. They're going to have to work on that, bro. They're going to have to work on that.
They kept it moving, but it wasn't,
it wasn't the smoothest.
No, but it's great to see you. You know, it's great to see us back on top of some of the sprints. So like you said, with Usain and Johan and with Jamaica, bro, they was winning, like...
It was getting that shit, bro.
But I mean, it's hard to lose with him. I mean, you got a nigga, he's 6'5", with long legs and turnover. You ain't going, like... That's why I said, I find it hard to believe somebody going to break any of his records just because he...
That's tough.
Yeah, because you 6'5", with them long legs.
His frame was unmatched.
And turnover, like... How do you even keep up like 9, 5, 8 and 100, bro? Like
it's crazy.
He's not doing that.
Ain't nobody doing that,
bro.
That's gonna be out there for a while until somebody else comes out that's 6, like that has that build because that's really what it is.
I don't see it happening. I'm not saying it won't, but it's gonna be tough.
Boy, moving, boy.
Get out of there.
That's a 4x1.
Get out of there.
All right, let's go get these jokes.
Get out of there.
Let's get to these jokes. I had a really, I really did, bro. I had a better speech, bro.
He wrote a speech.
I did.
Wrote a speech.
You know, bro,
he's a track guy,
baby.
We
don't really talk about track that much, bro. So when I was watching, I was like, yo, I'm about to come through, give it up for him.
I'm a track guy. I was right there with you, sweet.
Yeah.
I watched it too.
Okay.
I watched it too. It's speed. Like I'm a fan of speed, like real speed, not track speed.
Oh, that shit, bro. But it's like, goddamn, why is it? The victories wasn't the headline this weekend. We all know that by now. The victory was not the headline over the weekend. So some comments were made by Noah Lyles. Faye, you want to play it real quick? You ain't got to play it. Shit. Everybody don't heard shit by now. You ain't got to play it.
Nah.
Noah Lyles basically said, in a nutshell, that...
read what he said. He said, you know, the thing that hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA finals and they have world champion on their head.
Mm-hmm.
World champion of what? The United States?
Dot, 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 dot.
Yeah.
Now, JC, I know that you had some comment because I sent it to the group.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing you said was, what did he say wrong?
Yeah.
So you didn't see nothing wrong in what he said?
His delivery and what he was trying to say was not the greatest.
Okay.
But I think there's a lot of fact in what he said.
Okay, so give me some of the facts.
Like, it's not a world competition, so how do you call yourself the world champions? Like, and then people's response was, oh, well, we have the world's greatest talent. And I'm like, okay, yeah, that makes sense. I ain't nobody right. dispute. He ain't say nothing about the talent. People talking about, you know, all the talent. He said, like, he ain't say nothing about that. He said, how can you call yourself the world champion? How do they have the right to say that if it's not a world competition?
So the NBA, what other basketball league in the world is there that's better than the NBA?
He not saying that's no other league is better than
that. I'm just saying that's why they say they call it the world's.
I get it. I get it. I mean, I understand it, but it still doesn't make sense because it's like in sports, you have to win to say you this.
Right. Okay, right? I got a question.
You got to beat the world.
You know what I'm saying? You can't not compete against the world and then say you the world champions. You know what I'm saying? So
okay, question for
Olympics and the FIBA, like, okay, yeah, if you win that competition, you can say you a world champion.
So with that logic, MLB, that's called the World Series, right?
Yeah.
So are you saying that's an irrelevant name as well?
I mean, yeah, it's not a world baseball competition. Them calling themselves the world champions, like, okay, it's the baseball league for, you know what I'm saying, the best baseball league around. But, like, it still doesn't have a right to say, oh, well, we are the world champions if we didn't compete in a world game. It's a franchise against a franchise, not country against a country. That don't make sense.
Right.
All right, so let's go with this breakdown what he actually said then. Because I see what you're saying, but it's still incorrect what he said. Because what he said was... Play the clip, Faye, real quick.
What?
No, like seriously. Actually play the clip. Because what he said was, and what he was actually alluding to, was, to your point, the competition. That's what he was alluding to. He was alluding to
the fact... He was saying they're not... playing the world competition because they're not playing different countries.
But in the NBA, you are playing world competition. In the NBA, you are playing world class.
I understand that.
Athletes.
I understand that. And nobody said they're not world class athletes.
Okay.
It's not a world competition. That's what he's getting at.
How could that not be what's in the clip?
What hurts me the most is that I have to watch the NBA finals. And they have world champion on their head. World champion of what? The United States? Don't get me wrong. I love the U.S. at times. But that ain't the world. That is not the world. We are the world. We have almost every country out here fighting, thriving, putting on their flag to show that they are represented. There ain't no flags in the NBA.
All right, so pause this. He said three things that were absolutely incorrect. A, there are flags in the NBA. There are flags in the NBA.
He's talking about the teams themselves.
He meant like
he's talking about the teams themselves.
But he shouldn't have said that because there are flags in the NBA. A.
No, there's no.
He's talking about always flags in the stadium and stuff.
He's talking about like national flags, sweet. Like a flag for the country.
There are national flags in the NBA.
Okay,
there
are. One. Right. They
two.
Have... Okay.
Two?
Yeah. I'm just saying. But that, like,
that's
you
not
can't
the
say
world
that.
Then.
Okay.
That's
all right. Two, okay.
You know
all
what I'm
right.
saying? It's so not, listen, this is still not the
that's
teams.
Just that one fact. Secondly, what he should have done was kind of stop what he said short. Because as soon as he started talking about that we work hard and we compete every day versus other people in the world, that's where you lost. Because people are working hard in the entire world to make it. To this league.
Right.
Period.
Okay.
You can't dispute that. There's no argument there.
I said
there are
nobody...
people around the whole world trying to make it to the NBA.
Yes.
Right or wrong?
Yeah.
Yes.
So you're competing against the best people in the world.
Yeah, that the NBA picks.
That's not what he's...
So you're saying that there's better people in the world that's better than people...
No, that's not what he's saying, sweet. He's just saying they're not competing against world teams. Yes, there are athletes from other countries. A lot of them.
Okay.
but it's not a competition between they country and, you know what I'm saying? It's just basketball. It's like they playing for a country. Franchise in the United States of America.
Okay. Okay. I see what you're saying.
So it's like...
You're going team against team. Well,
that's what it is.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Like what he's saying, because to him, like you say, so let's say him, we talk about the rivalry with them in Jamaica, let's say in the sprints, right?
Okay.
That's what... Now, he's saying like USA versus Jamaica is not like, you know, the Lakers playing the Warriors. Like,
it's not. People like representing their country. Yeah. Yes. The people in the NBA are representing their countries, but their country don't get nothing in this competition because they're not competing in it.
That's all he's
Jokic
saying.
Himself, he gets that. You know what I'm saying? He's from that country. So they'd be like, yes, we're proud of him. Thank you. All. You know what I'm saying? But like, it's not a trophy for the country type shit. It's not a world competition.
I see what you're saying from a team dynamic.
And then, bro, it's like everybody in here, that look, Greg Pop talked about it in 2010. I'll pull it up. He had an interview.
I understand both sides. Like, I get what he's saying. I get what he's saying because they do put...
This is what Pop said. He said, there are no world championships or no world champions in the NBA. So anybody that has a flag up that says world champions is not correct, said Popovich prior to last night's 94-73 Spurs win. It's inappropriate. The world champions, I believe, are the Spanish team. This was like 2010. U.S. is the Olympic champion, and then I think it was like the Lakers at the time or something like that was the NBA champion. So it's like they can't really, like, yeah, they could say that because it's no, they don't play no other leagues, but it don't really hold no weight.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie to you. Popovich made sense. That makes sense.
It's the same thing.
That makes sense.
Sweet.
I'm not mad
Sweet's
at
Sweet's got to hear from the expert in that field.
I had to educate
him. I noticed that about him.
I had to educate
him. If we talk about anything outside of football,
hey,
it got to be some. Oh, that makes sense because.
But look, though.
It's all good, Sweet.
I
bro.
See
you
what
like
you're
your,
saying.
You believe in your
I
facts,
I do see
bro.
What you're saying, though. I do see, and like,
right.
And like, I and
he was
and
saying the same. He said the same thing. Pop did.
Is accurate. What Pop said is accurate.
Right.
I don't think that's what he was saying, though. This is my point. I don't think that's what he was saying.
Look,
I don't think
this is why I said this.
I don't think that's what he was saying.
And this is why I said this at the beginning. What he was trying to say is the same thing that we said, but his delivery was terrible.
Okay.
It was really bad. So it flew over a lot of people's head. It rubbed people wrong. And I'm like, bro.
Because it sounded like it was hate.
It sounded like he was trying to shoot at them, but he's just saying
it definitely was hate though.
But Sweet, at the same time, if you had won something in track.
Okay.
The world champion.
If you win the world champion and you see somebody else saying world champion and they didn't compete what you just competed against,
that's fair.
You would feel the same way.
I probably wouldn't have said it like that.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. His delivery was like terrible. That was the and I said that outside.
Yeah.
I said outside. His delivery was terrible. Yeah,
he didn't go about getting his point across in the most.
Okay.
But at the same time, I mean shit, if I won 3 gold medals.
Come on now.
Three
at the world championship. Everybody in the world.
You can't tell me shit.
Yeah.
You can't. Respect. Now.
3 of them.
3.
Slap.
3 of them. And three. one event.
Yeah.
Go ahead now.
I ain't mad at him.
Also, for reference, other countries, their leagues, like the Premier Soccer League, they don't call that the World Champion.
Facts.
It's just the champion of the Premier League.
Right. No other leagues do that.
So it's like a real American thing.
I had a conversation on the way up here, bro. Like, that's just an American thing, bro. Like, why we got
the World Series?
I head up, I ass.
Team America, like, fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah. America, dude.
Nah, we wilding, bro.
America is wilding.
Shout out to them, USA team, man.
We some cocky motherfuckers over in this case.
Cocky as shit.
We some cocky motherfuckers.
Just come on, man.
Especially when it comes to sports, because you know
niggas. Oh yeah, emotions be tied up. I understand.
That's why
I was. He didn't say y'all was bad, bro. He didn't say y'all was bad.
Like I feel like football should be an Olympic sport.
But and I was like,
why do you say that? I feel like
it should.
Yes, it might not be fair, but I feel like at some point it would get fair.
It would get fair.
Because we're going to get better at, continue playing it.
Right. Because, look, everybody worldwide, all the people are, you know what I'm saying, advancing, evolving.
You know what? I got a question for both of y'all. Both of the teams y'all play for, you was in the Hawks, you was in the Falcons and the Eagles. How many international players do y'all have on y'all team? Like, roughly.
It was a handful. Yeah, it was a handful. In basketball, probably more, but It was a handful. I played with a... I mean, at this point, it's hard to say because I played with so many, like, international players.
I had a few of those before.
For real? But in Atlanta, yeah, we definitely had some.
But they so they were international, but they still had to come over here to go to college, right, and everything.
Well, most of the ones I played with did go to college over here. I don't think we signed anybody.
Yeah,
from.
No, I don't. It wasn't. I mean, it wasn't
they started
like that.
Doing that. I mean, I think they do it now, but I don't think I was on the team where we signed anybody directly, like from one of like.
Right. It wasn't,
you know,
like
they have
that,
like the NFL Europe tryouts and stuff like that. It wasn't. Mm. They never signed anybody like that from when I was there, but we had
We did have. I think it was a receiver when I was in Atlanta. His name was Dable. I forget it. That's what we called him, Dable. I think that was his last name.
It was always some, and that's like, especially with the keynote, with the kickers. Like,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kickers and punters. Like,
that's him right there. He was tall, fast as shit. Dable, that's my guy.
Where is he from?
He's from France.
Yep. Okay. But like he played college over here though? Or did he come straight from?
Nah, he didn't.
He came straight from over there. Yeah, see, I've never had a team.
Wow. I don't think he played college here.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
That's dope.
Yeah. I was curious because, like, you know, if you do, it sounded like you did football, a Olympic sport.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I feel like, how are you going to do the rules? Because, like, you know, even in Olympic-style basketball
it's different.
NBA, it's going to be different. So let's just say hypothetically, y'all two sitting here, I'll toss it over to you. What do you think must be included? Because even in the Canadian League, you said it's different.
Yeah, that's not the same football. It's not the same football.
So it's an extra man and the field is
right,
different.
Right, the field different and the rules are different.
So how would you... So internationally, what style do you think will the Olympic sport be? Would it be like more of a Canadian style or will it be Americana type style?
I say 11 on 11.
Yeah, it would be more American based, but it would still probably be like an evolved version of what it is now.
Right.
Because I feel like one of the biggest issues, probably for a while,
mm-hmm.
like the perception of football is shit so violent, like motherfuckers everywhere don't want to play this shit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. We just look crazy as hell. I mean, it might look crazy. They don't know what's going on.
They definitely think we throw it off for doing it that way.
But it's mm-hmm. it's evolved, and you know what I'm saying? There's more international leagues right now, but I feel like it'll be more 11 on 11 for sure.
I say make it like, give it college rules.
Okay.
Instead of going straight to NFL, just like just adapt whatever, you know, the college rules.
Yeah, maybe like a mix of college and NFL rules. Yeah.
So, like, on, like, let's say, like, the overtime rules is in college versus the overtime rules is in NFL.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
Kickoff and punts.
Punts.
I'm keeping the kickoff and punts old.
Yeah, old school.
He said that's football. School. Look at King Dunlap. Look back, trying to hurt somebody.
I mean,
you
ask us, we're going to keep it old school. XFL style kickoff.
But maybe a little further away. Like, not from, like, right there.
Maybe, like, 10. 10 yards, 15?
Like 20, 25.
Oh, yeah. He wants to smack somebody.
He's trying to hit somebody.
He want to smack somebody.
Nah, yeah.
You can do the wedge. You can do it.
I'm fucking weak.
This might bring stuff back.
Nah, he's trying to get this shit canceled from the Olympics forever.
And he always talking about why we ain't doing it in Olympics. That's why, bro.
Nah, yeah.
Try to hurt people.
Like the XFL kickoff would be cool. And then maybe like a regular punt. Because, you know what I'm saying?
Come on, bro. Imagine, if you was on the kickoff team when you was in the league, I'm sure you did kickoff.
Okay. Maybe like a 20 yard.
15.
15 yard little window for the kickoff team. So y'all get to run a little bit, at least.
Yeah, but I'm talking about even being on the kickoff team, bro.
I ain't trying to take away, but I just know that shit. That's why, like, the game being so dangerous, I feel like that's one of the biggest things for people.
5
overseas,
yards, y'all might, that's Oklahoma drill.
I mean,
they do Oklahoma drill on kickoff, and they got the nerve to try to run back.
Ooh, ooh. Yep. No, you got to drop.
You better stay. Yeah, you got to stay in your lane. But I'm saying,
drop. I mean, I feel like they could do maybe.
Wait a minute,
like
hold tight. That's the kickoff.
Yes,
yeah.
Bro.
So look, I feel like maybe they could do like a line that's 10, and then a line that's 5.
But
tight.
The thing is, sweet though, the kicker's still kicking from way on
the
end too.
The kicker kicking from
back. Still kicking.
They gotta wait till he catches.
And they go 5 yards.
And then they go.
That's leg hard. I ain't gonna lie.
It's cool.
That's leg hard.
It's cool. It's too close.
It's it make it harder. It make it harder, but it make it safer.
No. Football is a violent sport. How do you make boxing safer? How do you make MMA safer? You can't. It's part of the game.
Well, see,
here
I
you
mean,
go. I love
the
it.
Objective is a little different in football.
You know,
not necessarily supposed to knock a nigga teeth out.
You really not supposed to score.
And bloody his teeth type shit.
I tried to knock
but
him out.
What I'm saying is, how do you make a violent sport safer? A collision sport safer. Look.
I understand.
I see what you're saying.
I understand, King.
You can't.
I understand.
You can't. I mean,
you a big nigga. You hit every time.
You still got to
wear
hitting
all the time. I understand.
Okay, so why rugby?
That's different.
They technique. But I'm saying, but it's the technique. They teach the technique.
I know, but
you don't even get on a rugby without if you don't get the technique.
No,
you don't even get on the field.
Ain't nobody in rugby doing a 100-yard kickoff in.
Is that a Olympics rugby?
Might be like the Sevens League, and it's like Sevens and some shit they got where some international teams that play. I know it might not be Olympic, but it's like a
there's
world.
More teams that I mean, more countries that play rugby than
and it's
football,
different though.
Right?
So now some like so the Sevens, some is just seven guys, and some it'd be like 12. Like
it's in the Summer Olympics, is that what I've seen right there?
So the Sevens. Yeah, so sevens is just seven guys on one side, but some of them leagues, I think, I want to say it's probably like 15.
No, yeah, that's the big leagues.
15.
It's a bunch of
15 guys. Yeah, it's a whole line. They running up and they just.
So there's 30 people on the field at one time?
I'm pretty sure.
Damn, it's like a whole fucking formation, yeah. My niggas.
They play on soccer field. Like their field is just as big, if not bigger than soccer field.
Right. Okay, all right.
See, look, 15, so I thought it was 15 on each time. Yeah.
Right. It's niggas out there.
And that little scrum.
They deep. deep.
Tossing that beat.
You just keep pitching and keep running until you
hit
see
a nigga
best
with
player.
The fake.
The technique in rugby, like.
No, it's a lot different.
Yeah, they got to
the scrums is cool. I like the scrums. The
That's basically, it's O line. Yeah, that's basically goal line.
I like
goal
that.
Line. That's basically goal line and short yard.
And they be passing the ball up under there.
See, you don't know nothing about goal line, short yard. Goal line, you get up out of there.
You
set the edge on goal line?
Absolutely.
In college?
I got a clip.
What about in the league, though?
I got What you mean? I said it.
But did you?
I would have said it.
But did you?
Actually, I did. We had a 4th and 1. I set the edge.
On the goal line.
Nah.
I ain't talking about, I said short yards. I mean, I like goal line. Yeah, like big, goal line.
Nah, they usually, I'd be in there, but then.
I'm talking about if it's like a goal line package, they got
the big. I would set the edge. I would. But they was like, damn, that's not really what we that's not really
we
what
don't
we
want you
doing.
To do that.
Get your ass on out of there. I would definitely set that bitch. I ain't no hoe now.
Oh, my bless.
Ain't no hoe now, bro. Nah, yeah. Football.
I feel like it should they could make it up.
Okay.
But I feel like the logistics of it will be a lot too, though.
That's what I'm saying. It would take the other countries a little minute to catch up because we've been doing it for
logistically. You got to think about how many people. Like, just think about when we travel. Like, it's a whole 200.
We might only travel with the. Well, I guess sometimes they take everybody type
the organization,
shit. Sometimes,
usually everybody in the building goes.
Right.
Trainers, staff. Like,
no, yeah, and they put the players at the back of the plane.
Corporate is like, on
to be at the back, but.
No, when I was in Philly, even in San Diego, the plane was always full.
Yeah.
And like I say, the players had the back, but you know, ain't number 60 of us.
Right. And we just chilling.
Now, now I'm thinking about it as far as like how the Olympics work, you damn near couldn't even do it because y'all still need 7 days.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
You know what I mean?
You can play 2 games in a week, like that playing that Thursday game, but.
You can't do that, like two in a week for. Cause like the Olympics is
right, and then how would you do it?
Like, it's 19 days.
It's 19. Yeah, you can't do that.
Right.
19 days. Yeah, you couldn't even do that.
We could play. Hold on.
And then would you do it during the summer? Like, and then who would play?
Yeah.
Because then you got Canada.
Like, folk ain't gonna do that. Because
the CFL, right? Because the CFL is during the summer. Like, can they, like Canada XFL and them? That's all during the summer. So. Like
and
spring
and
summer.
In the NFL shit, the summer,
ain't nobody
working out.
Gonna play.
Niggas on vacation or they working out.
They not playing.
Right.
What?
That's why I say make it college rules so you can try to get some upcoming, some graduating. Some of the guys that leave, graduating college, leaving college, keep it, like I say, as far as if you make it an age group.
Okay.
I'm sure that would probably make it.
That's how it was in.
That's what I said. Just use NCAA rules.
Basketball
and then,
at first. Yeah. Amateurs.
Right. I feel like for football, it would be 7-on-7
Yeah, before, that's definitely
before
coming.
11 on 11.
That's coming. I feel like that's going to happen.
Yeah, because they got basketball. They got 3-on-3 type. So yeah.
I feel like definitely for sure 7-on-7 is going. That's going to be the football that gets to the Olympics eventually.
Oh, for sure.
Because they're making so much money. Like,
man, they going up with that stuff.
It's not real football, but it's that's what's going to replace.
Right. I mean, it's the plays. The money's it's the plays and money. Maybe the coverages, but it's not.
Yeah, but the pass, like, you can't. Come on, bro. You know, you.
It's not real football.
You got a receiver out there making 4, 5, or 6 moves because the quarterback then decided he was
right.
The quarterback decided he was going to scramble to his right.
Yeah,
because it ain't no pass rush forcing him either way.
In the little leagues, I think it's like they might have like a blitz or something like that. They have like, you can send a linebacker.
They blitz with nobody blocking,
huh? I don't, bro. In some of the stuff, you can.
Are they really, they're blitzing in 7-on-7?
I might be wrong, but I think I didn't seen that
Who
before.
Sends like a blitz when you know there's nobody that can block? Is there a center or a running back or something?
Man, look.
Bro, I mean, they you really could blitzing, do bro. It, but like, really it is like a risk to do it. Because
there's
like,
no way they're I've blitzing
seen
in 7-on-7,
I've seen
bro.
People doing it, I want to say.
Not just that just pisses me off even more. Now
if I'm wrong, but I want to say I've seen videos.
Like, I get doing 7-on-7 like Skelly. Like, I get it doing it, making it useful. But the shit they doing now, if they blitzing it, like that defeats the whole. That's not football.
Hold on. Wait. If a team blitzes, there will be no 4-second count. One blitz.
So you get one blitz during the game, play and or overtime according to
and 4 seconds.
7-on-7.
Yeah, 4 seconds is the play clock.
How unrealistic is that? Is a quarterback going to drop back and have 4 seconds to throw the ball every play?
No, that's what I say. It's not. I know it's not real football. It's right. Just a pass game.
But I feel like they should change that per play. It shouldn't be 4 seconds every time. Like, you're not going to get.
Well, it's, no, I said if it's 4 seconds if they don't blitz.
But I'm saying, but how you blitz ain't like my what I'm not understanding is how they going to let somebody blitz when there's nobody to block.
I mean, it's
that don't make no sense.
It's 1-on-1. Okay, so
you might as well put a DN out there and let him rush. And even though ain't no offensive lineman out there, if you can let somebody blitz, it's the same thing.
I mean, they might do that. They might do that. They might just take that's what you just said and fuck the game.
I've been letting y'all cook, bro.
That makes no, I don't like it. I get what you're saying.
Like,
there's a point in doing it right because obviously it's needed. But from what I've seen on what 7-on-7 is now, is a shit show. You got these kids thinking they really, really good, like,
nah,
yeah, bro, you running for 7, 8. Yeah, you should get open after 8 seconds.
I'm dead. Nah, it doesn't correlate to real football moments. Well, I mean, it really don't.
It can in a way, but it really can't
because there's no kings
there's
up there.
There's no obstruction.
You know what I'm saying? There's no towers in the way. There's no DNs trying to hit a spin move.
Yeah, you ain't got Nick Bosa coming off the right. You ain't got Nick Bosa coming off the edge.
You ain't
got
to do no
getting
play
the quarterback off his spot. Right.
To move the line. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't have all the elements of the game, but it is a lot safer and it's you know, fun to watch for the fans.
All right, we're going to keep this going, bro.
It's fun to watch for the fans.
It makes me sick.
He want to hit somebody, y'all.
It ain't that I want to hit, bro. It's just that's not
football.
Be honest
with y'all,
all these kids getting, if these kids out there getting recruited off of 7-on-7, bro, they not.
No, that's true.
You getting in the season, you getting hemmed up. Because you thinking you running free, the quarterback just going to decide, oh, nobody's open, so let me just roll to my right where I can see the ball down the field. And now you say you got a backside route. Right, you done ran. Now you coming running across the field backside because the quarterback decided he was going to roll out because the pass rush, like, come on, bro. You create unrealistic expectations going into real football. I'll guarantee you it's a lot of these kids that are balling in 7-on-7 and get to football season and little Timmy and little Jimmy on the sideline crying because he can't get open.
I'm dead.
But I was doing 7-on-7, doing all this, and now I get to the season, I can't get open because I can't get open in rhythm.
It's definitely not evolved into something different. It's a lot of leagues, and I done seen some wild stuff going on, the celebrations, the shit talk. I'm like, damn, these high school kids? Are these high school kids?
That's crazy, bro. Like, and you got the nerve to talk like
the shit they be saying. I'm like, damn, my nigga, how y'all really?
Like, you see all them.
I'm like, bro, there's no way a coach is seeing this. And it's just be like, damn, I want to recruit this kid. Like, made a play, and then he started talking crazy as hell.
I don't think any of those kids are getting recruited, bro.
Like, I believe these kids are getting recruited because it's, you know, that's just what they're going to do. They're going to recruit these kids when they see them doing, you know, spectacular shit. But, like, some of the stuff, it do be... It's a little over the line for me.
It's unrealistic. Oh, okay.
Damn.
There we go.
A hit. Yeah. He leveled it. There we go.
Now, that's if they doing 707 like that, now that's...
What the... Oh, yeah. Now you want to play 707.
I'm not saying I want to play, but I like that.
He said, I like that.
That
like
yeah.
Hey,
they hitting in yeah. That bit. What league is this?
Oh, my God.
They got on headgear and
they
shit.
Yeah, they getting after it. Now, that's... Oh, that's... Made it miss.
Missed them.
No, that's outrageous.
All right.
That's outrageous.
I think y'all unpacked that topic.
Yeah, I went on a little rant, but you know.
No, hey, listen, we need
I can't go for the blitzing in the 707.
No, I think y'all unpacked that topic. Let me play one more thing real quick to get us back to the next topic real quick.
Is there any way that you thought you could be better than this man?
Honestly, I always thought I was better than Tebow.
You got to have that confidence.
No, Tebow was so good and the hype projected more. It was like, yo, I do that every day. And then it's just like what Tebow does, it is like, what's really happening? But that's not to shade him, just to bring reality and perspective of that specific time. Tebow is probably, if not one of the greatest college football players to ever play. You know, I was saying to myself, like, I know I'm better than him. But there was never an opportunity for me to showcase that in a way that could unseat him. I'm grateful Thanks. For that, though. So much of my success, especially at Auburn, came off of what I seen at Florida.
Your vision was definitely correct. It just took a few years longer for it to come to fruition.
So I just played it because King Dunlap outside said he hated Tim Tebow. That's what he said.
I didn't say I hated him.
What'd you say?
I just said he's overhyped.
Okay. All right.
Great college. Like Cam, I agree. Everything Cam said, I agree 100% with.
Yeah.
Great. One of the greatest college players mm-hmm. ever. Mm-hmm. But was Cam a better quarterback? Obviously.
Absolutely.
Obviously. I mean, I think he proved that. But like I said, not taking nothing. I mean, you can't take away yeah, what from what, like, well, like I said, one of the greatest college football players to ever play the game.
Absolutely.
But I knew after beating him 2 years in a row, shameless pug, I knew that wasn't going to work or last long in the NFL.
And it didn't.
But it's great. It was, as far as college football, right. Phenomenal. Like, one of the best to ever play the game.
Yeah.
I mean, you that big, you know, you 240 at quarterback. You bigger than everybody but the D-line and some of the linebackers. So you running through, like, you going to run through arm tackles and he running through everybody.
That's
like,
yeah. You can't really name too many people at that time that didn't want to be 15 in that blue jersey running niggas over.
Yeah.
Throwing touchdowns to Percy Harvin and shit like
and the talent that the talent they had around him. Come on now. Urban knew what they were doing down there.
Right. Big facts. So the last Untold came out. It was called Swamp Kings. Have you seen it yet? I know you didn't see it, right?
Yeah, that's the one he's playing. That's the one from 07.
I heard about it. I didn't see plenty of talk about it.
It was good. I think it's more about Urban.
It was.
It's like an Urban Meyer. Urban and all his boys who we had cool with. Brandon Solid, B-Side. I know B-Side. Shout out to B-Side.
Yeah, shout out to B.
It was a good, like, it's obviously it's stuff they left out because they didn't interview all the other guys on the team. So, you know, you can't cover, it's hard to cover everything.
Right. Yeah. This is where he could back a 10-part doc. If they want to get to everything.
Exactly. But for what it was, it was cool. I liked it. Like you said, I already, not, you know, being playing against them that time and knowing everything that was going on, like I already, like I said, knowing playing against some of these guys, I knew. It did give a little more insight on how they trained and all stuff like that. But I feel like that was more of a Urban Meyer piece than like an overall Florida. Like they called it Swamp Kings, but I felt like it was more about Urban.
So let me talk a little bit, ask you about Urban Meyer. Cause like what really intrigued me about the doc was, I mean, he was very, very adamant about saying he wanted to have one of the toughest programs in college. Da, 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 da. Yeah. Now I know you was at LSU and you was at Auburn.
Yeah. That's the mindset.
Right. So I work
everybody.
Facts. Do you think that was true though? Do you think that program had one of the toughest programs?
They won
at the time. At the time they had to, right? Like
all the top ones are like that. It's hard.
Right.
That's the point.
Yeah. Okay.
Like that's why like all the ones that are consistently successful, it's like that.
Right. That's what I'm about to say. It's just a matter of like when it shows. Yeah. Or, you know what I'm saying? Or, like, how long it's going to show type shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And the talent they had at that time, I mean, you look who was coming through and who came out. Like, he recruited. He got the talent in there.
Right.
Got the talent to work. And work together. And work hard and believe. Right. That's what it takes. Like, Like you said, bro, you look at the athletes he had around him. Like, saying, like, again, Tim Tebow, like...
Man, that team, bro.
Yeah.
So, like,
sorry ass, we beat them 2 years in a row too, 06 and 07.
Hey, nah, but for real, like, it's that team, bro. It's like, damn, everybody was watching that team, bro. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you a nigga that didn't pick Florida on NCAA back in the day.
Had to.
My nigga.
If you wanted to win.
It was over with.
If you wanted to win.
And then when they wore the all blue jerseys.
Every time.
It was, bro, why? It went so crazy.
I ain't gonna lie to you, like, see, you still in high school, but y'all, the old NCAA 04?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nah, yeah.
I didn't play with nobody but LSU.
That team was wild. That team was wild.
Purple jersey. You could go all purple.
Yeah.
Purple jerseys, purple spat. Because that's back when Miami, a lot of my boys I played, they would get Miami, and they would go all green.
Man.
I'm talking about we going 4 or 5 overtimes. We putting up 100 points on each other. We just throwing, just going, yeah, bro. LSU was that old, I think it was NCAA 04. Was the year that they, I mean, bro, it was 99 speed. Oh, the highest level. We was playing on PlayStation then.
Okay.
But it was so much, 97, 98, 99 speed on LSU.
Yeah.
You know, that's all it was. It didn't matter about overall.
Always.
Bro. I would go through the roster and receiver. Hey, if you had 97 speed up,
put him in
the start.
Put him in lineup.
You could have been, been a 60 something, 70 something. I ain't doing nothing but throwing go routes.
Hey, no, facts.
Go routes anyway.
If we get in the game, we pick teams, and then when the first thing we get in and you push start.
And you go to substitute.
And you go down to the roster.
I already know what you're looking for. You're looking for. You're looking for speed. Oh, yeah, bro.
Go to receivers and just look for hit the speed category and hit.
Yep, and whoever at the top.
Short.
Yep.
Nigga.
Every time.
Up there. Nah, yeah, facts.
Receivers, running backs, DBs, everybody. Speed. If you was not. It'd be 97, 98, 99 speed. You on the field.
Nigga,
at all
nigga,
times.
Nigga 60 overall, but he in the Ryan, lineup. That nigga's fast as hell.
So he that was a part of the doc where they were showing like those mat drills. Now I feel like I heard
every school do that.
Yeah.
What they was doing, like just straight fighting.
Well, I mean, no, that you said the mat drills.
What they their mat drills, they were just fighting.
It was always it was a competition.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we every did, school so, got their different type.
Yeah, we did a towel drill. So instead of them like jumping on each other's back like that, so it was a towel, they take a towel and tape it up, and you start down on your hands and knees, and both guys, you know, you gotta take the towel from
right.
You take it's a competition, it's a one-on-one competition type thing. And it was yeah, bro. And it didn't matter however long it took for you to get that. So you had to literally, so you start both down, they blow the whistle, and you got to get to it. So it's just more of a competition. It's more of like a competing competition.
Right? Yeah.
You know, who the will to give up, you know, who's going to stop. Who's like yeah. they said, brother, it was like that. Like, it's different. Every school has their different version of it.
Yeah.
But the whole concept of it, it was like, that was universal. The whole, everybody in the SEC was doing that.
Facts. Yeah.
They
yeah.
just, like, it worked out. But like I said, they had the most talent. It worked out for them at that time. But yeah, like
nah,
yeah,
they was getting it. I seen them down there with Greco Roman.
Yeah.
He that throwing elbows and shit. Yeah.
Nah, I mean, we did that. We just had a towel. I mean, you could throw elbows with a towel, but we just didn't. It's just like, it's a different, but I'm sure they did something similar to the same thing.
Tell me y'all Matt Drill. What were you doing, Jay-Z?
We didn't do that. We did not do that.
I can assure you, I wasn't out there doing it. Like
honestly, we just did the Tiger Drill, bro. For real.
What's the Tiger Drill?
Well, I mean, that's when we was practicing in pads and shit. But that's before every practice, little
one on one,
Oklahoma
Drill, yeah.
Okay. Yep. Okay. All right.
It's notorious. I remember you used to see it down there with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing
and that then Big Fave, I played with Big Fave, right? Big Marlin.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I played with him in Philly. Played against him at LSU, and then played with him in Philly for a few years. Good dude.
Yeah. All right. Shit.
One thing that everyone was saying, obviously, like everything that they left out on the dot, right? Like, I mean, they didn't say anything really about Cam Newton. That's why I want to play that Cam Newton clip at the beginning, too.
Yeah.
They ain't say anything about him. I do think we're going to get a Cam Newton doc soon.
Of course.
I think. I mean.
Yeah, I mean.
And it's going to be fire. I mean, like, his story is crazy. You know,
He was down there getting in trouble at the time. So, like.
Yeah.
It wasn't really much to. Damn. He was on the team, but, you know,
Speaking of Mike for me, Big Kane.
Oh, yeah, my bad. I got you. Yeah, no, Cam was, he was down there, but. You know,
he did get in trouble.
He was getting in trouble. Yeah, I mean, he wasn't laptop. Really playing. Yeah. So
the laptop
wasn't,
got him.
But shit, what was crazy is the way that they made him in the dock. He should have got off with that, though. Like, the University of Florida basically ran the sheriff department. Let Urban Meyer tell it. They was doing a whole bunch of crazy shit.
Oh,
niggas
yeah. Well, I mean,
they was getting out. Oh, shit, don't worry
but
about it.
But again,
that,
like that, that's I'm back. Sure every college, every major college campus, they got a little pull. You got to.
Right.
Yeah. Right. It's college. It's kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Big fan.
For sure.
I mean, I don't know what happened, but then.
It all worked out.
But again, like I said, it was hard to get all. It's only a four episode
yeah.
documentary, and it's hard to get everything. But I feel like they did leave some important stuff.
Yeah. Give me an example. Like, what would...
All right. So I personally, I'm not a Florida fan, but when I saw the list of things that they did not include, I was like, I'm not going to watch this shit because that's all the shit that I want to see.
Nah, right. And that's what I was saying. I saw a lot of talk about it, and I did see that.
Give me your list, Faye.
All right. So they didn't talk about Aaron Hernandez besides Tebow taking the blame for a bar fight.
He did.
They didn't say anything about the Pouncey twins.
At all. Yep.
The Cam Newton laptop thing.
Just heard that.
Percy Harvin attacking the wide receiver coach.
Yeah, I heard it.
Carlos Dunlap getting arrested before the 09 SEC championship game.
Damn.
Yeah. Then there was some other shit like Urban Meyer had a confrontation. Yeah.
The Chris Rainey thing. They ain't mentioned that at all, yo. Matter of fact, that was funny. It was funny because they did mention Chris Rainey.
Uh-huh. Yeah, about how he was born in prison. And
about eating spaghetti. That's what he said. That's what he said. And they said, yo, I was at Urban Mile House eating spaghetti, watching cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but they didn't mention that right there, though. And that was wild. I do remember that. That was wild right there. Those texts.
There's a lot, like you said, I feel like they mentioned in the documentary is Urban and his guys.
Yeah, you're right. It is.
That's like those are his guys.
It was Urban and the guys that he missed.
Yeah, Urban and his guys.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, what else would anybody, I mean, that fella, it went about how I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
Because of who's, you know, the man, who's doing it, you know, they're not going to cover everything, right? And they want to make sure they show him, and they're going to show some negative stuff, obviously, but... Mm-hmm. If they're going to make it, you know, if it's going to be the Urban show, it's going to be...
The Urban show. Big fact.
But like I said, it's just... And knowing, like... And for me, just knowing guys, you know, playing against them and knowing guys to play down there, I knew more what was going on versus what was in the documentary, obviously. But they did a good... For what they put in it, they did a good job.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I definitely knew that they left some stuff out, but I thought it was a good doc. But it just goes back to what... JC said about the last Untold. Like, man, Untold still ain't untelling everything.
I'm telling you. Like,
I ain't even as much of a
Johnny. Are they going to do Johnny a season football. Two or some shit? Like, what's going on?
Johnny joint, they love out a lot too, though. Johnny football joint. They love
I ain't seen. I am. I probably won't watch that.
It's why not?
I already know. Exactly. I know more than what's going to be in the doc.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, because he was a few years younger than me. But you know how you... Jesse know how it is, bro. Once you come through, especially the SEC down there like that, but you stay... You kind of stay in tune with what's going on.
Facts.
Yeah.
Like, you might not keep up with your school or go back to your school, but just...
But you paying attention.
Right, because guys, you think about it, especially guys keep coming into the league from, like, you keep seeing them come in from the conference. So it's like the same...
Right.
You know what I mean? You kind of just stay in tune and keep up with, you know, what's going on. Like I said, I'm an Auburn. I went to Auburn. I don't really... You know, I cheer for Auburn, but I'm not like a...
You ain't keeping Auburn up. You don't know the roster.
But I keep up with the SEC, though.
Absolutely.
Like I said, I couldn't tell anybody on the Auburn roster now, but I still keep up with, you know, I like to hire that guy with Hugh Freeze being down there, but you know how that go.
Let's go and get straight to it, man. And it is next on the list. Talking about college football. Tell about it, man. Like, you do like that? Hugh Freeze first season, Auburn?
I like the hire. I think it's a good hire.
Okay.
He's a good offensive-minded coach. He's going to get the right coaches in place to...
He know the SEC too.
Right. He's been there, done that. I feel like that's a good hire for them in the time, like, and where they're at right now. I went down there and saw that new facility they got, which is obviously for not like...
It's crazy, yeah.
Right across the street from the one they built a couple years ago.
Oh, shit.
They got two brand new ones. But he's... I love it. Like I said, he's the right coach with the right mindset and going to bring the right coaches and people in around him to have them in a better place to compete. Like
they got a new facility across the street from a new facility?
That's what happens. That's what happened.
Where they begin? Never mind. I didn't want to get into
what you mean. Where
they do, bro. It's right. They built one probably 5 or 6 years ago that was like 180 something. I think this new one's like 250.
Right, it's,
and it's literally right across the street.
They be doing that shit.
It's so much money.
Full indoor field, all that.
So money laundering. You ain't fooling.
They got a walkthrough, like.
Look at you. Hey, real talk.
They got a walkthrough area.
Oh,
like, you come out of meeting room.
Nigga,
you come
that
out
is
of
a
meetings.
Hill.
Yeah, that's the hill. That's what one meeting room. That's the fake one. That's the fake one me and Bates were talking about. That's the new one. But, yeah, bro, they have like a walkthrough area where they all walk out of their meeting rooms and like the feel like they got a projector to come up and like it's come up on like the ground in the wall and you can stand in the walkthrough. Like they pull up
The
screen. Like, yeah, it is right there.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, it was quick. But yeah,
that's
so they,
fly.
Right? So now they can make it to where it dropped down on the ground and you can like stand in your and be in your spot right. at walk through like on the film with the film.
No, yeah, I'm actually look, I ain't been back to LSU in a minute, but I didn't see the facilities that they brought. I mean, I know crazy, they got all the dumb kind of money shit, out there, but yeah, they put a bed in the locker room.
Yeah, they lockers. They
with
got
a
big
charger, a light so and shit in there.
At Auburn, they got a players lounge. Right. I thought so when you walk in the locker room, it's like a big players lounge, right?
Yeah.
They got like big, everybody got a big ass damn near love seat that lay back into a bed, they locker. They got all this shit, right?
Right.
You walk through the back in between the bathroom, that's where the actual locker room is, where they pads and shit are. So like it's like a lounge, but it's, you got your locker, you know,
you got your lounge locker type.
You got your
shit.
Lounge locker, but then when it comes time to go get, you gotta go back to the other locker room where all your equipment is.
Okay, so I gotta ask. Like, I mean, are you saying? Look at this.
Yeah, that's
shit.
It. Yeah, lounge see, that's locker, yeah, that's a lounge right there. Yeah.
Okay,
lounge that's locker. Not they. They look. Ain't no football equipment there.
Nothing.
That's a players' lounge. All the bean bags. I jumped on one of them when I was down there.
They got a spot to chill and sleep between practice.
Okay, so I gotta ask. I don't know if it's a dumb question, but I'm pretty sure the room we want to know, yo. Like, what's better, NFL facilities or?
Depends on
which team you at in the NFL.
There's some that are way better. Yes,
right.
And I mean, what better I would expect, but there's some that's worse than that though.
Yes.
What you mean in the
NFL?
Yeah.
Yes. Boy. There's facilities that didn't even have. The Bengals don't even have an indoor practice field.
Oh boy. Sweet. Come on now. You talking about the league? They keeping that money. Make it nice.
Like,
for so who?
It depends on
Make
some. It,
nice
it depends on
who?
What organization.
Free agents that they don't. They finna cut and sign somebody else, bro.
They keeping that money.
Yeah, some a lot of guys leave college and go to.
But they don't.
Yeah, you'll leave college and go to like you like. Damn, I'm in
like,
college
that locker room. Shit,
bro. I played for the Chargers, bro. We played in what's the old ass? I don't forgot the name of the damn stadium in damn San. Look, shit.
Are you talking about the baseball field joint?
We played at what's the name?
I went out in San Diego. San Diego Stadium.
I played there for 4 years.
Qualcomm.
Old ass Qualcomm, right? Yeah. There was no central AC.
Yeah.
The big ass fans.
Yeah.
That's what we had in the locker room to get dressed.
Oh my God. So yeah, some of them locker rooms and facilities is not. They be keeping that money.
They right. They all cut. Every organization cuts different corners. They spend less in different places.
Keeping that money.
Like every training room ain't the same.
It's not. Some of the training rooms.
Every training staff. Every weight room ain't the same. Every locker room ain't the same. Every stadium ain't the same.
Right.
He said, "Quit playing."
They said a nice guest locker room in the stadium for what?
Right.
Well, that'd be the worst.
The worst.
A bathroom with hot water with what?
The road. Okay, so what's
bro, them road? Them road lockers, bro.
sweet. That bitch would be a wooden lockers.
It'll look old. Sweet. It'll look like this. We'll be in the room like this,
nigga. It just threw shit in the room.
That made this shit on the wrong room real quick.
No, but
what I'm saying is, like being
in a bait, like some basement type shit,
right?
Yeah. Like being downstairs, like in some back, right. Like
storage room type.
That's
shit.
Funny, man.
No, yeah, the way locker rooms be doo doo.
That's. He said,
the one at LSU, trash.
Oh, yeah.
It's tight.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be.
Everything is tight.
It's real grimy in there. I honestly, hey, I just.
If you go in LSU and you get a dub, you earn that motherfucker before the game even starts.
That locker room, that guest locker room.
They throw shit at you, spit at you on the way in.
That home locker room?
You hurry up to get in the locker room and get away from the fans, and then you walk in the locker room. It's like, damn, I might be better off out there with the fans and in the motherfucking.
Sweet. You look, the LSU game locker room. They got the pads hanging in this shit, so they like they floating this shit.
Oh my God, bro.
You know what I'm saying? That guest locker room, duty
trash,
duty.
And I get it. Like I'm here for it.
Nah, yeah,
I'm here for
make
all
them,
of
make
it.
Make them uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's I'm here funny, for all of it.
Man. Look at that.
That folk got folding chairs.
Niggas is on folding chairs.
Them holding weapons now.
On God, bro. Watch out.
Hey, man, they look at they got chairs.
They had this.
No, facts. Facts.
Facts. They'll fill the fridge up with hella Cokes and
Cokes and Sprites.
You have
and
way
Dr.
more
Peppers.
Shit you don't need than what you need.
Ain't no water in that, bitch.
No water, no Gatorade.
That's wild.
Yeah, coffee in that motherfucker.
Oh my God! Fool.
Yeah, they be gone.
They might say the NFL locker rooms. Them niggas.
Damn. So okay. So since we talk about bullshit locker rooms, bro, I want to talk about the doc. But is we calling?
What BS high?
Yeah,
I ain't watching. I'm gonna check it out. I ain't watching.
Nah,
man.
I tell you, I just.
You think you know something?
I just finished binge watching Peaky Blinders, so that's why I ain't.
Did you?
Yeah, fire.
Yeah, Peaky Blinders. Fire.
I loved it. I couldn't. Hey. I got Peaky put Blinders on it fire. Late, but it's a dope little. Yeah. It's a dope little show. That's why I've been. I'm just not catching up on like Hard Knocks and Swamp Kings and everything. Okay. I've been binging Peaky Blinders. It took about a week, but it's
Peaky
fire.
Blinders the yeah. one. Let's go and go to football real quick. I know there's some shit that Baze don't want to talk about. Trey Lance with the Dallas.
Trade
on the board.
So they got two Dak Prescotts now.
Oh, wait a minute.
What did he
was
say?
That wrong?
I mean, look. So my question was going to be this: does Jerry Jones believe in Dak now?
But you always you gotta have a backup quarterback.
No,
you gotta
have I was about to say you have to have a backup quarterback,
and it's better to have a somewhat experienced backup quarterback. Right. Than
they
somebody.
Got experienced backup quarterback.
Cooper Rush is not.
They was
and Cooper Rush was serving.
He balled when he went in. I'll give him that. He did what he was supposed to do. Yeah.
But at the same time,
are you taking a number three pick? Or you taking Cooper Rush?
Okay. Right. So it's like as a GM, a head coach. You know what I'm saying? Like you want to have somebody that has that, you know, like wow factor. Like they can potentially do this shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
somebody to sell some tickets.
Right.
And again, you want to have a backup. You want to have your backup quarterback similar to your starter. So
right.
There's
so
not
you don't
much
have to
fall
change
off or change.
Because that'd be a problem.
Right. That's one thing, too. A lot of people don't realize. You know, your
backup
quarterback.
Dak, I guess you're right.
Right. Your backup quarterback being completely different than your starter. There's a lot of change. You know, you want to keep that continuity. So having a similar. Right. But yeah, I mean, I say that about Trey Lance. I mean, I see his peak is Dak Prescott. Like, that's what I've said that from...
Type quarterback.
Yeah, when I first saw him, that's who I, like, his peak, if you have his ceiling...
Running, like, making... He could throw,
the best he will ever be in his career is if he gets to be as good as that, like, being Dak.
And Dak's good, too.
Right. Like, I feel like it's a good spot for him to learn. You know, he learned what he did. He knew he wasn't going to get the job out there in the 49ers because that just, you know, he's not... Both of them are better than him right now.
But, I ain't gonna lie to you. I was slick shocked. I mean, like, I know Brock Purdy had a good season.
I wasn't sure, like, what happened. Like, how did he
develop
under Kyle?
Brock came out and just started serving. Like, that's really what it kind of boiled out to.
I would think, man, Kyle would get that man right. You know what I'm saying?
But the thing with Trey Lance,
he also broke his leg, too.
No, yeah.
Right. But even before that, he was one of the COVID year kids, so he didn't play his... He didn't play his senior year. He didn't play a game of football for, like, a year and a half, like, almost 2 years. Like, he hasn't had a lot of live snaps.
He played one game his last college year.
Yeah, I remember that. Game. I remember people who...
And so, he missed out. So, like I said, he just doesn't have a lot... He ain't played a lot of football. Like, professional football, like I said. So, like I said, it's not... I'm not saying he's... I think he's going to get better, but he just got to get the reps and experience. And like I said, he did come in, you know, start a few games, but he ended up getting hurt. So, like, him getting live reps, practicing is one thing, preseason is one thing, but live regular season football is completely different than preseason and practice.
Yeah, facts.
Like, you ain't going to get, like, and some guys need that. Like, some guys need that live in-game experience to be able to get better. They can take that and get better.
No, for sure.
Through their career, if he hadn't had a lot of that. Mm-hmm. And it's not his fault.
Yeah,
but what I'm saying, I think he's one of those guys that he's got to, you know, he's going to need a whole season to learn under fire. And then I think that's what will help him. I say if he hadn't broke his foot and he got some more reps.
Yeah, he
like
probably
would have
been in a better situation for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw this. There was a crazy stat going to King's point about his no live football experience. He, dating back to high school, he's only thrown 608 career passes total. And just for context, like Joe Burrow and Kirk Cousins, for instance, they threw more than 600 last season.
Yeah, I was about to say.
So he's only had 608 since high school?
Whoa. Right.
Damn. Yeah, he ain't played a lot of football.
Yeah. And it's to be a quarterback at the highest level for football and performing at the highest level out of the 32 teams.
Gotta have the reps.
You gotta have the reps. Because quarterback, like we talked about, is right up there with the hardest positions. You know what I'm saying? So you can't just go out there like any other position, receiver, running back, you know what I'm saying? Offensive line, defensive line.
It translates.
Right. Like you can go out there and you could, you know what I'm saying, learn as you playing type shit. But at quarterback, it's a lot harder and the curve is a lot, you know what I'm saying, steeper, especially if you don't have any prior experience type shit.
Damn,
like that.
So
he didn't come
out,
from
like,
no pro system.
Right, he
didn't come from no pro system in college. And then, you know, it's you got to get like, that's what I said. That's why I feel like once he gets the last reps, I think he's going to end up being a decent starting quarterback.
Right. And see, I didn't.
But
I
when
didn't,
is he going to get his, I'm guessing my question is, when is he going to get his reps?
He got to buy his time now.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
He was supposed to, if he hadn't broke his foot, he would have got him last year.
Hey, look, if he if he go in there and he, you know, shit, he 23.
Right. Yeah, I mean, he's still
he's 23 right now. He young as shit.
Yeah, he young.
He young as shit.
Right. He's, it's got, yeah, he got some, he got some.
And he been in the league for 3 years?
Mm.
That's, that, you know what I'm saying?
He came in the league as a baby. He came in
20? Bro, I got, I was 22.
Right.
So it's like 20 is, that's young as hell.
Okay. Okay. It's interesting.
So I think going to Dallas is a good place for him. Learning behind, being able to learn behind Dak and you know, get a little Mike McCarthy too. But it's like I feel like that'll help him. Like you say, yeah, Shanahan, like he, you know, yeah, it's tough to like not to learn under Shanahan, but it just didn't.
Yeah, I guess it didn't correlate.
It didn't work out. Yeah, it didn't work out for him.
I thought that was interesting. I saw it. I was like, okay, this interesting.
But then like again, that, like you look at that's a number three pick for. What, fourth round?
Nah, yeah. When the trade, like what the trade consisted of, bro, I was like, damn.
That's what I saw. I was like, damn, okay. Well, sheesh.
All right.
Well, you got to consider what the 49ers gave up to get him, too.
No, yeah, they did. So they couldn't really, like. They gave up
first round draft picks for years.
Right. No, yeah. They did give up a lot to trade up to get him, and then they're having to trade him away.
Three first round picks in a third round of Miami.
They won't get a first round pick till the next, to what, 24? This come the next draft. Not the one that just happened, but
damn,
either 24 or 25.
That's not.
Unless they trade for one.
That's tough.
For a guy you just traded. You
and got, hey, that's.
A guy you just traded for a fourth round pick. I mean, that's life as a GM. That's you know, they rate these guys high. They've been doing it. It ain't the first time it happened, bro. Yeah. Think about how many quarterbacks went first round. They ain't paying like.
That's true.
Nah, yeah, it's a lot.
I mean, there is a list.
It's not a true science. Like, and you said quarterback is hard. It's tough, bro. Not coming from that, and again, only getting 608 pass attempts since high school. That's like,
that's crazy. That was a wild stat. What Face says,
he got to play some football.
No, yeah, that's that was crazy. I really got to play some
football.
I didn't know that.
Well, the power rankings came out, and they got Dallas Cowboys at 7.
That's usually the case in the offseason.
Somewhere in the middle. They're usually type. Around
the mid of the 10.
Because
Jerry, he's going to put a hell of a fire roster together. I'll give Jerry Jones that. He's going to put a roster that looks good on paper together every year.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Obviously, but you are number one.
Being an Eagles player, you know, how the Cowboys finish usually and how they start. So,
yeah.
Eagles number Birds two. Number one?
No,
nah, Kansas City number one?
Yeah, for sure.
Eagles two.
Yep. How you feeling about the Eagles this year?
I like them.
I mean, I like them. I feel like a lot of people like them.
No, yeah.
I feel
like
they
got to
be
hard
they
to not
have
like
to, I mean, it's going to be like last year. They, you know who they're going to you know who they're going to contend
when
with.
When they get in the crunch, they going to one.
Right, and then, you know, they'll probably run through the NFC again, but, you know, they're going to run into, you know, that light-skinned kid in Kansas City. That's going to...
Hey.
So you think it's going to be a repeat? You calling early?
Tough.
How many times the Chiefs been in the last couple of years?
Sheesh. Right. I'm about to say, you could...
Right. It ain't a bad bet.
I'm about to say, it's not a bad bet.
Okay, let me ask you this. Who you think NFC going to be the Eagles?
Yeah.
NFC?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly,
Aaron's gone.
I don't right. see anybody in NFC doing.
Exactly.
I mean, Eagles is favorite in NFC for sure.
And then the AFC, you got a couple contenders, but I mean,
hey,
you got to think about Patrick Mahomes.
Man.
Yeah.
Come on now.
But with Aaron going to the Jets, you got it's about four. I mean, you got Pat, Joe. Thanks. And you can't count Aaron out. You got Josh Allen up there in Buffalo. Like, you know, I mean, it's a, you know, okay, Lamar. Though.
He said what? He ain't trying to get up out of there.
He ain't trying to leave. Bro.
Yes, he is. That's what he said.
No, he ain't trying to leave.
That's what they said. I'm just going back out. Bro,
receivers,
I heard.
Receivers, receivers are just divas, bro. They want all like he'll be all right.
He gonna be all right.
Why you want to leave Josh Allen?
I wouldn't
want. You were just a leading receiver on the whole team. Like, what do you?
Yeah, I ain't heard that. That's why.
Oh man, yeah,
I find that hard to believe.
Man, you know you got Twitter. Ah, okay. Say he did. He did. Nah. Okay. My bad.
Yeah.
Rumors. So, Twitter. X.
Right.
X out here spreading lies and rumors.
Man, don't believe.
Your grandma didn't tell you don't believe everything you read on the internet?
Nah, she said just don't believe everything you read. I don't think she really knew about the internet that much.
Yeah, my grandma said the internet, before she passed away, she said the internet is from the devil.
Ooh.
Internet is from the devil.
Damn.
And it's been very few things that have made me think otherwise.
Listen, bro. I heard a quote the other day, and it made me think. So, you know, I'm religious. So, you know, like the Garden of Eden, you had the forbidden fruit, right? The apple, and they say like the fruit. You know what I'm saying? Like, was actually the like, but what God was trying to protect people from was like the knowledge of good and evil, just like the knowledge of it, right? So this video was like, this apple right here, it's all it is. It's just knowledge. It's a lot of knowledge, good or bad. But most of this shit in this motherfucker is bad.
Right, and that's why I got the little bite taken out of it.
And that's why I got the bite out of it, bro. This, I was like, oh, shit. We bite the forbidden fruit.
I mean, I get the, anyway, I get the conspiracy behind it, but it
was
I don't
funny.
Know.
It was all funny. Hard. Anyway. Did y'all see the new NFL script commercial?
Love it.
I saw the video of it, but I didn't see it. I saw the video of it.
I love it.
I didn't see it.
Because people, they done took it so far. I love the fact that they took
man,
it.
Man,
the fact that they took it and ran with it like this, bro, I love it.
I love it.
Especially if you listen to, like, if you listen to what the shit they talk, oh,
no,
bro,
right. And it's just like, of course it's like shit.
And they got Key and Peele the board, him doing it.
Right.
It was perfect.
Yeah, no, I like it that we have taken over that little, you know, narrative and ran with it because, bruh, ain't people no are, fucking way.
Ain't no fucking way, buddy. They just took that shit. Yeah, I'm glad they took. Yeah, they got a hold of it and it is
funny as hell.
Because that's the stuff that they're saying. That's some of the shit people really think happens. Like, they're really like, it's people that have seen this and like, I told y'all it was scripted.
I knew it.
I told y'all it was scripted.
They were fucking making it up.
They're telling you, they're trying to make fun of it, but they're telling you it's scripted. This is.
I fucking knew it. Yep. They've been making it up.
They need
the
to make this
time.
Like a little series, but I want to see like the.
They got
to
do it every week. Too. I feel like they do it every week.
To,
make it every week, bro. Do
make
one
every week. That shit is hilarious.
Do
bro.
One every
week. They'll make a lot of money off that shit.
Man, that shit's.
I mean, they
have different players on there, like different actors, like different comedians, bro. Damn. Just do one every week, like
go crazy with it, bro. It's
that
go
would,
crazy.
That would be wild.
Yeah, but I loved it. Like seeing that, I that's fine. I love that because I still get people asking me if it's
is it scripted?
How do you?
Why would he say that?
How do you script it?
Why would he say that?
But my question is how.
Why would he say that?
I mean, I can answer. If you want to.
Tell me, how would it get scripted?
I feel like as fans, the reason we think something
okay,
like
no, fuck, I ain't trying to hit a fan. How would
I'm a fan? I
know what I'm saying. Okay,
he want the specific.
Give
example.
Me on how it's gonna get scripted.
I'm gonna give you an example. I was in Kalamazoo.
This nigga talking about
the story. He just want the way.
How you gonna script it, bro? Give it
to
me.
I don't need all the fluff, bro.
Give me the how. Tell me how.
Tell you, bro. Let me fluff it. It's a podcast. It's a podcast.
Let me fluff it.
Faye needs the whole story. I was in Kalamazoo, bro. I remember. Because you know that's where I'm not sure. You know that's where Kellogg is. Battle Creek.
Okay.
They got a little casino up there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I went up to the little casino. You know what I'm saying? Placed some bets on game. And Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, they was playing somebody. This was a while ago. They was playing somebody. And I had the under. And they was on like the 5-yard line, bro. It was like first and goal, too.
And they took a knee.
They took two and a field goal.
To end the game.
That's fixed.
What do you...
So
you think somebody called in from Vegas
yes,
and told
I
him to do
so.
It?
I think they called from Vegas.
You lost your fucking mind.
That's why.
You have lost your fucking mind.
That might be the main reason that y'all think this shit fixed. Because everybody out there on the motfucking DraftKings and the FanDuel losing hella money.
Bro, why don't y'all just go for the touchdown?
Bro, that's right not there. How it works. They be doing that shit. They be doing that.
You know how many times
shit.
Teams have done that and fumbled the ball and went the other way? Somebody got hurt.
Oh, yeah.
So
we
much,
talked about that shit last time.
It's so
time.
Much
did
shit
we
that
not?
Happened
did we
from
not?
You trying to do some shit like that. And
you can miss a field goal, too.
That, too. Field goal get blocked. Return, all
take
that.
A knee. Take a knee. Fuck it.
How about like the Saints game with the dude jumping, like missing the tackle and...
There was a blown tackle. He
talking about the Vikings where he
left.
Yeah. He fucked. That was his fault. He fucked up.
He fucked up.
Now, you don't duck your head. Come on.
He fucked
as
up.
As a DB, bro, you duck your head and run by. Like
he definitely fucked up.
Okay, you don't want to hit him. You get there and you stop and make sure that you at least touch him.
What was he doing, though?
He ran. It was a run by.
I can't make no like, excuse for that. It was like a
practice. It looked like he was trying to run by in practice.
It was like, I was just about to say, it looked like a practice run by, but you're not doing that.
In the play, yeah, that was a practice run by, bro. You know, they always say, you know, the receiver in practice, the receiver gets, you know,
right.
The receiver gets the ball.
Protect
so
the receiver.
DB, right.
Don't, if
DB,
the ball in the air,
DBs don't make a play
it,
on the ball, right.
You know what I'm saying? They throw that bitch deep up to Julio, and you ain't got a clear PB, you get the fuck out of the way.
I ain't gonna lie,
yeah, but
to
he's
you,
tripping,
though.
Bro. He should have put his helmet right in the middle of his numbers and his back.
I mean, rapping nigga
that right
up,
there
son.
Is probably gonna touch go down as one touch of the greatest it. NFL players
grab
I've seen on TV. That shit was
I mean,
he
right.
literally
I shit,
ducked.
I was like,
he
wow.
literally ducked his head and closed his eyes.
Okay, okay. The Saints on their pass interference that the
oh,
ref.
That's
did,
a, he missed the call.
Yeah, the ref missed the call.
They do that. That happens all the time.
That's bad officiating.
That's terrible officiating.
Everybody knows right. it. Nobody's gonna admit to it, but
he
know.
Missed the call. It was bad. He might have. He might have had money on what's name. Real shit. Money. Referees can
referees bet. Do be they y'all yeah.
they can we did bet talk, or they do.
Yeah.
They can't bet. They but like they can but they
I'm just
can,
telling
right?
I don't they do.
They talked about the ref on the dock the basketball
yeah,
ref.
Yeah, the NBA ref.
Now, come on now.
Yeah, but he got in trouble for that. You can't bet on games.
What's niggas wrong? Still doing it.
Have
he
strict
still
rules
did
prohibiting
it.
Gambling of any time.
Yeah, they might prohibit
shit.
It but niggas still be doing it.
Exactly.
Cause ref, rules is what? They be meant to be broken. Right. That's what people be saying.
And the ref
right?
made, he made a terrible. It was he should have thrown a flag. It was it should have been a flag.
He was looking at the shit too though.
Yeah.
And he was always like he was trying to fight. He was like, oh, fuck it. He was like, I can't even.
He said, wait, he said, is it? Nah. That
I don't bad. Know. Was the ball there yet?
Bro, that was a pass interference for
oh yeah.
That's a pass interference, bro.
He said
that's a flag. Monday, bro. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. All right, let me see what else we got. We did Power Rings NFL script.
Yeah, he done. He skipped off the ground too. He hit that bitch too.
Some of the wildest NFL drills and workouts I've seen. Aaron Donald. I just wasn't sure what
he's still like, doing the knives. Is it the knives workout?
No, this is like he was like choking them. I just wasn't sure
a
what.
D-lineman
oh yeah,
drill?
that's the yeah. squeeze. Yeah, the press to squeeze the yeah the
a
press.
A D-lineman, that is a D-lineman.
Yeah,
drill.
A hand on my neck. I've
seen that drill many times.
I haven't.
You seen that drill?
Okay, hold on.
They usually don't put their hand on your fucking neck.
I was just about to say that. Yeah, usually not choking the nigga.
That must be a rookie.
But at the same time,
it is Aaron Donald too.
Aaron Donald. It's like shit. Well, you picked the wrong position.
Yeah, but niggas, most time it ain't. You don't put. They don't put their hand on your damn throat like that.
Right.
Where they supposed to be rap? Like
it's supposed to be kind of down
right?
low.
Maybe on the neck yeah. piece right here type.
I ain't let that back.
He must
like
have been. He must have been a rookie or something. He messed. he's fucking with him, giving him a hard time. I don't think that's.
Ain't no way.
Nah, I've never seen the drill done like that. But
I've seen the drill done, but it ain't never been done like that.
I know that.
Bro, especially with no helmet on.
Nah,
I was dying.
I seen that shit.
It was just the main hair. This made it worse. His hair.
That might be some Ricky Hayes and some young cat he was fucking with. Like. I mess with young guys when I was, you mess with, as an older guy, you mess with some of the young guys, but that, yeah, that's a
oh
bit.
Oh my God.
See, hold on, wait, at the end of the video, you see the other dude come up and he put it like right there on his head. He ain't go all the way up.
Yeah, look at the next guy in line.
Watch it.
Look, Aaron ain't going on defense either. Like, you see that? he's supposed to go on offense and defense. And, nah, he wasn't.
Nah,
he get his rep. Look, because you're supposed to go from defense to offense, right?
Yeah, sometimes
look,
the old heads. Nah, yeah. No, I'm out of there. Yeah, you're not walking back in line. Now you go back.
Yeah, you go again.
Go again.
Yeah, no, he ain't going up. No, they don't do that, bro.
Not at all.
Bro, Aaron Donald was wild for that, bro.
No, bro, superstars, they don't.
Yeah,
it's just like they said, I'm like Urban said, I'm gonna treat my stars like stars, and I'm gonna treat my shit like shit.
Yeah, that was
like
he said that. I was like, damn.
That is a little crazy, but
for college, I feel like it is.
That's a little crazy.
It is, but
like
shit,
the white
work,
tape
though.
With the lobster on one side and like the burgers and shit. Like, no, like the team I was on at Auburn, it was gonna be a problem.
No, yeah.
Like, if niggas wasn't on that white tape and he wanted some lobster, some shit,
I'm about to go get that lobster, bro.
Like, yeah. And if some of the other players was gonna stop him, it was
try.
We're going to get into it. It's going to be what it is, bro. Like, that's how, like, we all ate like that. We didn't separate ourselves like that. But you knew the superstars, especially in, like,
yeah.
Come on, JC, you know the guy, you know who the guys are. Like, it don't,
every school got them guys. Yeah. It's just like, okay.
He's different.
You see it. Yeah. In NFL, you see
it. He's different.
It. Like, Julio was one of the guys in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. In the Colts, it was T.Y. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody got some. And it's more people, but those are just a few examples. It's like,
bro.
Every team got them guys. Like, shit.
Thought you meant, like, different, like, as far as, like, they were just, like, kind of crazy.
No. Just, like, by how the team perceived.
Like, how this guy was.
By how the team perceived.
Well, he was just a leader. B-Size a leader.
B-Size.
But he was wild out there, too.
Of course. He played linebacker.
Fact.
Playing linebacker back then, you had to be.
He played Darren position.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That makes
sense. Got to be wide open, especially that 06, 07. Yeah, you run up on niggas like me back then. That's why.
Yeah, man, because Darren, you know, sometimes.
Yeah, bro, you got to be, yeah. You got to be, homie, to play linebacker, you got to be like.
No, yeah, you.
Edgy. You got to be out there. Yeah, you got to be a little throwed off.
A little throwed off.
to get to the league and like to get to and stay in the league.
Yeah.
Most of the linebackers that I know, yeah, nigga, they was a little.
They crazy.
Yeah.
They look crazy.
It makes it same way for us as offensive linemen.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
you got to be a little, like.
It's a little bit more controlled with
right,
the
it's controlled.
Linemen.
Okay, with them, with yeah, the they got to be wise. Yeah. If I'm a coach and I need my linebackers to be a little. Like, I need to be able to take him and reel him in if I need to.
Hold on.
I'm going to let him go. As far, you know, I'm he going to go. Yeah.
Don't kill him. Yeah. Don't kill him yet. Watch out. Slow down.
Yeah. You want all your linebackers got to be a little. I mean, look at all some of the top linebackers that's ever played, but they all.
Yeah, all them
little throwed off. I mean, they.
Facts. Ray.
Yeah, come on now.
He was different. Ray, yeah. Completely different.
Even going all the way back to Dick Buckus, like Buckus and them, they all Buckus, Mike Singer, to him. Come on now.
That man.
Come on now. Woo. Right. It don't get too much throwed off.
Right. Okay.
Where,
all right.
Yeah, so
all
where, right. where
Hey, well, look, I got one more topic, and then I'm gonna try to call Bates, and if Bates don't answer the phone,
I know where Bates at. Bates in meetings. Yeah. They trying to get ready to get right. That's the thing about coaching, bro.
That man thought
especially
he
in that league, bro. They meet and meet,
and that's
what
Bates thought. That man would be out. I'm gonna be off at this time.
That's why I was telling him. I told him that I'm like DB. Now you know your schedule gonna be different now, bro.
Just think about it, bro. The coaches meet 2 to 3 times long. Think about it as a player how much we met. Coaches meet.
They do everything we do.
Times three.
Yes, times three.
That's
not
the difference.
Double, times three.
Times three.
I tell you, them niggas don't be leaving the facility now.
Yeah, some of them, like my O-line coach Juan said, he used to go home 2 nights a week.
Damn. They got a cot in the
they
office.
Got a cot. Yeah, some of them got the couch with the lapel.
Or maybe,
bed,
maybe,
with
a
the
little,
mattress.
Maybe a little air, yeah, blow up something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure they probably got full beds in some of these coaches.
I'm sure some of them niggas fall asleep in the chair.
Yeah.
Just at the desk.
And wake right back up the next morning and get right to it.
Oh, sheesh. Shit. Damn, I fell asleep. They go in there, change the shirt, take a piss, maybe a little shower, whatever.
Yep.
Right back to
the same thing.
Right back to it. Oh, let me cut this film back on.
Yep.
Damn, I be feeling bad for the coaches, for real, bro, because it's like, we as players give up a lot, but they literally
everything
damn near give up their whole life.
Everything.
They say that too, like as far as like coaches... Like
at that level.
As far as like
at that level,
when you get married, like you gotta let your wife or whoever knows, like, I'm not gonna be home.
90% of the time.
I gotta see my kids maybe once or twice a week type shit. If you know what I'm saying, putting in work, you might see your kids more type shit. But like the coaches that's really working, bro, they might see their kids once a week, bro.
Go home two nights.
On game day.
Lucky to go home 2 nights a week.
On game day, nigga. Maybe night before the game and then day of the game.
That's what that coaches people don't understand. The coaching is cool, but that coaching shit is that schedule. Like,
right.
We're busy as players, but like you said, coaches do everything players do times three.
Right. Yeah. Like we get off the plane, we go home and we get to chill. They get off the plane and they go to the facility and then work some more.
Yep.
Straightway.
And some of them be there when you show up. You show back up the next morning.
Right. You like, oh, I came in a little early. Then niggas
coach been
working.
There.
Ain't nobody else in here. You working.
Damn.
They be in there. Right? Shout out to all the coaches out there, man.
Yeah, bro. They put
shout
in the work, bro.
Put in that work, man.
Especially now that they done cut down.
I'm trying to find ways to make money and not do shit.
Now they done cut down all the practice time on the field time. That's all meeting time now. Like 2 days practicing twice a day. Like those folk, you know, 3-4 hour practice periods. Yeah, you on the field.
We're going to try.
They done took those away now. So you got to, how else do you make that up?
We're going to try to cut one of these meetings and make it a little walkthrough. You know, y'all get up and do something.
That's why I said, bro. I was so pissed when they cut real 2 days off. I'd rather practice than sit in the meeting room. I'd rather practice twice a day than sit in that fucking meeting room.
Yeah, I mean, it's a better way to learn.
I hated it when I was doing it. I ain't gonna lie. It was tough.
Yeah.
But I was ready for the season.
You get a lot of the rest.
And I'm right. As a lineman, I need like, y'all can run around, do 707, do all that shit all
day. That's what I say. We could do stuff all year. Y'all can't.
Like, even D-line, they got the little dummies with the pads and the arms and stuff.
Not
the only way offensive lineman, the only way we can move a nigga against his will.
With the pads.
Is moving a nigga against his will. Like, I can push a sled, but a sled don't push back. The sled ain't going to try to take an edge and shear the block.
The sled ain't just going to try to dodge your ass completely.
I can sit here and punch a bag and punch a wall all I want. But the wall is just standing still. The wall's not trying to get an edge and make you miss and all that. So I said, getting that lot, like
the wall ain't gonna come off and goddamn try to Aaron
right,
Donald.
Right,
you know
right.
What I'm saying? Wall, hands to the face type.
The wall ain't gonna Aaron Donald you, right? So like you said, it's just like said.
Snap,
I look
so
at it from
so like you was definitely in both. You was in both eras.
I got
see
the
like
best
they,
of both worlds, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
I got invested under the CBA.
Oh, and the new.
I got invested under the OG CBA when they were still matching 2-1. So I got vested because, you know, it's every 10 years. So I got drafted in 2008. I got vested in the 2-1 match. And then once so I still got that the rest of my, I got grandfather. That just stayed grandfather. So I got the best of the old one
JC
and the best of the new
that,
one.
He got that good. He got the good benefit.
Yeah. And now they done added a lot to it. Like, they done added more to it now. So yeah, I get the best of both.
He didn't double dipped.
Okay. Yeah. Shit. 9 years, double dip for nine
a
years.
Double
too.
Dipper.
Yes, yeah. Sir. 2-1. They don't match. I don't even think they match 1-1.5 no more. So yeah, that the NFL player
it's
benefits
one
is
for sure, I think.
Yeah, but it was two, like I said, when I got in, I got maybe vested two. Under 2-1. So that's one thing that that was when they changed. When we had a little lockout, we
man,
came back. First
vested.
Thing I asked
for y'all,
hey,
for y'all,
we still get matched 2-1, right? Oh yeah, you good? That just can once you get vested in, that's what you stay in because they can't change you. They got to go in and change.
They say, it's too much paperwork.
Yeah,
we got too many new guys. That's good. I ain't got time.
We'll fuck over these young guys. Y'all keep 2-1.
Facts. Hey, y'all better get to keep these jobs with good benefits.
Man, keep them.
FedEx and. What else?
Benefits are hard. Benefits are hard to find and keep.
Benefits. Damn,
so benefits. All right,
so,
look.
Yeah,
we're about to go again to the BS High, bro.
Man, this is what we. I really been ready to talk about this shit all
let's
day,
it, bro.
Sweet.
I gotta watch
I
it
ain't
now.
Never in my life
mm-hmm.
as a football player, bro.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't seen like playing in the you know the smaller leagues and stuff like that. We seen like a little drop off in the structure and all the. But this. Right here?
This was different.
Is it all nonsense? Like
outrageous.
All nonsense.
Outrageous. From the start to begin, like to this, from the start
he
to
he looked
the
like
end.
He with the shit too. Like
he with the shit.
Oh, bro, he is like, he is
Roy
like
Johnson?
The Joker, my nigga.
He, that's a great comparison.
The Joker. Like
he's like the Joker,
in the
yo.
Interview, bro.
He's like chaos.
So he's here for all. He's
he,
all of it.
He looked like a, shit, he looked bro. Like he's crazy.
Do you see what he just did?
Yeah, they tossed the helmet.
Here you go.
Like, well, I was like, bro.
Bruh, but so, it was grown men, though, right?
No, yes.
Well, bro, like, so 19, like, like 19.
So the whole, so look. It, from the start.
Introduce first.
Yeah. So from the start of the documentary, it was talking about him, just his background.
And so y'all know we're talking about BS High.
Right. BS High. We're talking about Roy right now. And he was, you know, I guess not like a football athlete, but.
That nigga does look crazy.
Right. Crazy as hell. So he was in football. He got an internship. He seen a little bit. I think he said at the Jets. And he saw some of the, you know, Bill Parcells and all them. And he saw some of what going on. And that's what he wanted to do.
He just
he wanted to be like a GM, like running
just,
the GM.
He just started trying shit.
Okay, yes. Mm-hmm. And then that's exactly what
he started doing. Trying shit.
He started off in a, it was like Christians of Faith school. It was like a Christian school. And they would had like a sports. He put it off like an IMG. We're going to get these kids that's bad grades or could make it, this and that, blah, blah. So they get all these kids. All these kids is out of high school except for like one or two. You know what I'm saying? They've been out of high school. They graduated.
So they grown.
They grown.
They grown kids.
Grown. 20, you know what I'm saying? 20 years and up
19,
type shit.
Like at least
didn't
18.
Lipscomb play them? Didn't Lipscomb play them?
I don't know.
It was a few. It was like so he put it together, bro. And it was like a
they played a few games. I mean, like they.
Bro, I think Lipscomb played them when they like.
So they had a. It went for
Google
it.
It
went for
I'm
a few years.
Now.
It went for a few years. They had no kids graduate, and then they had no kids go to. You know what I'm saying? They had no kids. Go anywhere.
Because it wasn't even a school. It's
bro,
not
it wasn't.
School.
It wasn't
it's
a school.
A, it's just a program.
He literally went on Twitter for his little page. After a while, they got it up. Got to Bishop Sycamore. After it was something else previously, and then so he just went and was messaging the kids, talking about some DM me, and then tell them like, oh, you know, you might not have got your opportunity. You think might think football would be over, but hey, come play for us. We're gonna get you right. This and that. We're gonna get you to the D1. Like his dream or his goal was to like, you know, get these kids seen.
Right.
This is
which,
what made
which
the
makes
shit crazy.
Sense, but
King. No, so, but yeah, I didn't even get to the shit for I just got kind of to the
yeah,
plot.
That's like the whole synopsis.
That's the plot.
Now, I'm gonna break this shit down. I'm gonna give you a few of the nuttiness of this guy. Okay. First of all, we got to understand this right here. This man here has over $300,000 worth of lawsuits against him because he didn't believe in paying nobody back. Okay.
He wasn't paying for shit.
He wasn't paying for shit.
He's a scammer.
He's a scammer.
He's a scammer.
So he's a scammer.
He wasn't paying for shit.
The way that this thing started out, this is a part of it that I did not know. Bishop Sycamore wasn't like, it wasn't like to Jay-Z, it wasn't the first school. It wasn't like the first, like, Bishop Sycamore was just like a 2.0 version of the Christian of faith.
Yeah, COF okay. type shit.
And what's wild is the way that he got away, the way that he started his off was like this. He went to like a church or whatever.
Okay.
And he wanted to be school program. He wanted to build a school program.
Sports program.
Off okay. the church.
Yeah.
And a lot of people do that. Cause I know in Memphis, so I knew churches in Memphis that had, it was a church and they also had an academy. Like I actually went to one of those when I was in school.
Right.
So that was the whole premise. Now, the way that he was getting all his money was he was writing checks in the church's name.
Right.
What a man robbed God.
Come on now.
Preach now.
Come on now.
So that was the first joint that just, I said, oh, this man right here.
He is outrageous.
Really
outrageous.
He
just kept going.
The school part, though, to me, is what's really interesting, bro, because he was taking these kids and basically putting them in libraries and these random spots and say, hey, look, we got tutors and shit coming in. Y'all just sit in this library.
Yeah.
And
that's what I was going to say. It was more of a tutor type situation.
No, he didn't have no tutors, though. He would just tell them, like, listen, they were showing up to the spots trying to get in.
And they wouldn't let them in.
Nah, bro, y'all can't come up
here. What are y'all doing here?
Stop it, bro.
What are y'all doing here?
They said them kids never went to class. They didn't.
It's not a school. It wasn't a class to go to.
They did nothing.
Let's talk about how they were living. Because they got to live somewhere. Like, he was taking these kids out the hood and putting them up places, right? So he'll go to
dorm apartments?
Extended stays. Goddamn.
Extended stay.
And you know, like some places where you say, hey, look, you come in, you get like
you've been in this.
Yes, stay. I have. I've been in the hotel life when I first got.
That is no place for a child.
I did the hotel
extended
life.
Extended stays. Anybody.
Really.
And he wasn't paying for none of that. Like, so he'll do it. It's like extended stay and say, hey, look, if you stay here for a month, we'll give you like the first 2 weeks free, whatever.
Right.
So he'll do the first 2 weeks.
It was months, though.
No, it was months. They say months. Yeah, one place it was like, months. We'll give you like a 90 days. He's like, oh, I ain't got to pay.
For 90 days?
For 90 days?
Had them just.
And cool. Chilling. And then.
9 days up, they're gone.
Bounce.
Well, he's
they get kicked out. They get kicked out.
Yeah, they'll get kicked out. Like, he was like, you just trying to just let them stay as long as possible. But eventually, like, y'all got to get the fuck up out of here. Then he goes to the next spot. The next spot. Now, this is what's wild.
And he did this for years.
Niggas.
Years.
Yeah, he did this for at least three that we know of. At least three. Because like I said, it was two separate programs.
I want to say COF was before and then the Bishop Sycamore was 3 years.
Exactly.
Bro, like what?
Yeah.
So I'll say this right here though. This is one thing that I got to say. And I want to kind of get your opinion on this right here. All right. So we seen the doc. We know that he was with the shits. What kind of exposed him was the big ESPN game against IMG.
Right.
Now, one myth I got that I discovered was a myth was he didn't set that up. It wasn't him that did it.
Right.
He didn't set up the IMG game to get on ESPN.
Okay.
What he did was he found he was not a recruiter. He was like
they said they called him
a quote unquote matchmaker.
He was like a matchmaker that makes schedules. Yeah.
What? That's a thing?
That's a thing, apparently.
Oh, there's a guy. Yeah, there is a guy. There's a guy that does the scheduling. Yeah, for, you know, like across for like the high teams, school across teams, the nations.
Honestly, to me, that slick makes sense, though. Because,
so basically,
like,
he's just a glorified event planner,
right.
Pretty much.
Yeah, like a Don King.
Okay.
He
for
a good Don King.
Type, yeah.
Okay. But that makes sense, though, because honestly, I feel like even like in basketball, if like, you got like a Oak Hill versus a whoever big school, somebody got to set that up and put on ESPN and like sell it.
Right.
So at the time, IMG, you know, they was a powerhouse. When nobody really trying to play them anyway. They're like, we ain't trying to get our asses kicked.
Right.
So basically what Roy told Buddy was, yo, I want to play the best players you got. They said that his schedule was like the number four toughest schedule in the country.
For that year.
So all these schools really thought Bishop Sycamore was really...
Well, they ain't know nothing. They were just like, all right, this is a team that want to play us on the schedule. Right. Let's just pull up. They ain't know shit about BSI.
Right.
I mean, he was saying shit like, yo, we got recruits, we got top players. But that ain't no film or nothing like that.
He scheduled all these top teams.
So they was getting their ass.
So, bro, they ain't have a trainer.
None.
Kids tearing ACLs.
They have practice, bro. Like, he
wasn't practicing.
Bro,
I think it must have been the IMG game I watched where the quarterback had, like, the gold, the grill. They said he was, like, 19 or 20. A couple other players looked like they was grown ass, man. Yeah, it was one of whatever the big game was on TV.
That was the big one.
58-0. It was bad.
They got smacked.
It was really bad.
Niggas out there pulling ACLs and shit.
But so the crazy the crazy part.
Breaking bones.
It's even crazier. Like ESPN and who was the other one? ESPN and whoever it was, they didn't want to comment.
IMG.
Yeah, ESPN, like, IMG. They didn't want to comment.
They reached out for the documentary.
Yeah, absolutely. They didn't want to say nothing.
Did they interview some of the players from Bishop?
Yes.
Yeah, I was about to say. So all of the players, bro, had, like, they asked the man, so what do you think of Roy as a coach? And literally everybody's consensus reaction was a pause, bro. It was like,
the evil.
And they had to figure out something to say. Mm-hmm. And they said, and they ended up saying, all bad, damn, bro. He was an evil dude. He wasn't a good coach. Like, they knew that he was all about money.
Mm-hmm.
And so he really went far. And he, like, you know, to pay for a bunch of this shit, I guess he took loans out, PPP loans out, and all these kids' names.
That's what was wild, bro.
And they got, you know, evictions.
In the kids' names?
In the kids' names.
He put it in the kids' names?
Yes.
Listen, hold tight.
So he
fucking their credit all.
Bro,
that was his one kid. It's like funny. It's not funny. I'm stop laughing. But it was one kid that was sitting there, and the guy, like the interview, you know, the guy interviewing, he asked him, he said, hey, did, like, he ever take that loan out of your name? He said, no, he never did it to me, but I knew he was doing it. And the interview was like, well, says here that he took out, I want to say it was like 43 bands.
It was like 20,833 or some
what
shit
was
like
it?
That.
In the
like,
kid's name.
In his name.
Kid had no idea.
In his name. He didn't have a clue.
And then they show everybody, like, it's 20, 14, 12, 20. Bruh. And then
somebody
so
gonna kill him.
And then so they
I
at the hotels that they got put out of, these kids got eviction notices on their records and shit.
From the hotel, because it
from
was
the hotels.
He's putting the rooms in their name.
Yes, bruh. Yes, bro.
And this dude's still alive?
Still alive.
Bro, he
was the main character in this doc.
And then so
got
look.
Definitely got paid for the documentary.
And then
too.
So look, so the biggest thing at the end of the story, which is why, like, Roy is a for the football world, terrible person. Like, you know what I'm saying? He did a whole lot to these kids, and that's out of pocket. Like, not taking care of them. They eating when he can figure it out. Tell, like, bro,
the man had for eating porridge.
Right.
And
so,
this
shit just so crazy because, like, he's terrible in his own way. Mm-hmm. But what he did was just exploit the system.
That's all he did.
Because he labeled the school under a Christian, like a Christian school or a religious school.
Mm-hmm.
And in Ohio, you can't govern those type of schools.
Private school. Right.
You're not a part of whatever high school.
They're not a part of the OSHA or whatever.
Yeah, they're
it's
not
called.
Part of, like, it's not. They're not part of TSSAA.
Right. Exactly. They're not a part of the high school association, and so he could do whatever and get away with it. And, like, literally, they went out and they got an investigation from the, you know, governor or whatever. And in the investigation, bro, the whole paper said, well, he did all this bad shit, but we can't do nothing And that's really.
And they just let that shit ride.
Come
on.
But listen, check this out. So now, all these loans and shit.
So the kids are responsible for that shit.
No. So, yes.
He got lawsuits.
That's all separate. Now, if, like, those kids and their parents want to sue him and do all that, that's one thing. But the fraud or whatever that he committed as far as being a coach, they can't do shit about that.
Yeah.
They can't do nothing about that. So he said in the doc, like, yo, I'm running the back next season.
He finna try to do it again.
But
he said he had people calling.
This is yeah.
He said he had schools calling. He said he had 15 schools calling.
He's like, hey, bro,
we want to play y'all next year.
Yeah. So look, this
it's because they want to blow that ass out. Yeah. Like, shit.
Oh, come on,
I knew that was coming.
Absolutely.
I knew that was coming.
Big pop. But look, check this out though. This is what's interesting about it. They being the man, OSHA, the government, they can regulate and change rules, but they ain't going to do that, though.
But yeah, I was about to say, this is the bigger problem.
A lot
if
of
they,
schools are doing shit like
they,
this. That's
if
how
they
start these
the
programs.
Rules, they'll have to investigate.
Like, these big mega schools are building schools based around a
a sports program.
Money.
Right.
So they can't do nothing about it.
They could if they wanted to, but it's like, know what? We'll let this man
It's probably
around.
Some school they...
He's flying under the radar right now. He like, shit, he's talking about running it. He running it back. That motherfucker got arrested.
These kids really got to be dumb if they go play for this man.
Well, hold on.
You really got to be out like...
I'm going to be honest with you. The kids that he was recruiting were too old anyway. He gave to me, and this is my opinion going back on it. I feel like the way that they kind of portrayed him, now he's a grimy dude. I'm not taking that from him.
Grimy.
But what he did though for, for the kids, he really did him a solid. Because he did two things. Those kids wasn't getting looks.
They wasn't.
They was done.
They wasn't going to play no more.
It was a wrap.
So he wouldn't got all the niggas that just played and after high school and they was scholarship, but they were just right.
And they were still
so they living out their pipe dream.
Right.
Basically.
They was getting smacked.
But they were loving
though,
it.
At the end, a couple of players did get some scholarships.
A couple of players did though.
They did. Yeah. Hey. But look, what Roy basically did was
No, that was the quarterback. The other two got legit scholarships.
One was Louisville.
Exactly.
Hello.
Yeah, a couple of them went to Louisville.
I told you.
Yeah. So look,
I gotta watch.
What he did was he gave these kids he put together a fire schedule to where people go see you play because they really coming to see the other team. You see what I'm saying? And you now you're on ESPN. Now, I ain't got to say on ESPN.
He's talking about running it back.
He said he's going to run it back.
He said he's going to
run it back.
Look, even though he is a con man. He did do what he set out to do, which was get this team that he created out of literally nothing. He didn't have a playbook, my nigga. He didn't have a trainer.
The folks said that he was running mad in place.
Bruh.
They said he was running back.
Right. Like, he didn't have shit, and he got their ass to play one of the top high school sports academy in the country. They got a game.
And now he got a documentary, and he talking about running it.
Look, I do not stand for his Connery.
I'll tell you what we do. Let's get this man a last chance you. Let's get him one of them and see what he do.
Hey. Sheesh. I mean, well, look, here's the thing. That man can't coach. That's first and foremost. He can't coach for shit.
He just gonna be the figurehead.
He gonna be the figurehead.
Hey, watch this whole shit.
Just watch. I was literally in my room,
like
looking at TV. Like, what do you think about schools though? Now that do focus more on athletics than education.
I mean, that's been happening.
I was about to say, what you talking about?
Why you think I went to Brentwood Academy?
Why you think I went to Olive Branch?
You think I went to Brentwood Academy for school?
Come on now. Quit playing with me. Why you think I went to LSU?
Come on, bro.
Tighten up, sweet.
Why you think we went to SEC?
Tighten up, sweet. You sound like the media.
If I was worried about my education going to SEC, what school you think I would have went to? Where my daughter's going, Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. Went to Penn University.
Went to Vanderbilt, bro.
Nah, yeah, Vanderbilt.
Yeah, right here at the crib. I got offered by Vanderbilt. If I was worried about school, I would.
Come on now.
Sweet. This ain't nothing new.
Hey, but look though, you know what we need to do though? Because it seemed that, like, bro, I know a lot of people, bro.
Don't start your own. Don't do it.
We can do this.
He wanna start his own. He wanna be Roy.
We can do it. Nah, I ain't gonna coach though. I'm gonna call you.
I'm not finna coach that shit neither.
Oh god.
Bro, we can do this.
You better call Dan.
All we need, I'm gonna call Bay. Right. I'm calling everybody I know. Listen, bro.
Just send me your line and I'll train him. I'll do position training, but I ain't coaching shit.
Bro, that's all I need to. That's it.
I ain't coaching shit. I ain't no.
Bro,
I might be a DB. See, bro, listen, we can do our own school. Write it down.
That's a lot, bro. It sounds good.
No, it do sound good.
It sounds phenomenal.
He did it.
But he ain't got the school though.
That motherfucker.
You try to do it the right way.
First off, he didn't.
You want to do it the right way, right?
But what I'm saying is,
you trying to do it the right way. Yeah. You think it was hard for him to do that?
Nah,
doing it the right way is
It wasn't hard
right.
at all.
Doing it because doing it the right way
that,
is
that should seem easy.
Because doing it the right way is infinitely harder.
That nigga didn't have this shit, bro.
Doing it the right way is infinitely harder than the way he did it. That's why he did the way he did. Doing it the right way is so much harder.
But us together, we can do it though. Is what I'm trying to tell you, King.
I'm not saying we can't. I'm not.
Hey, call me when you get it done.
I'm not finna do it.
Call me, bro. You ain't gonna help me, Jay-Z?
Come on, bro.
Well, you know what? You know how much goes into start, like.
Call me when you get it done.
Yeah.
Bro, I know a couple of teachers, bro.
Nah, call me when you did it. All right.
This man said a couple of teachers.
I know. This is all you're going to need. Really just some tutors.
So that's 1% of the way there.
Stop it.
What else I need? I don't need much else.
Nah, we not.
If you want to start a school, are you trying to do it his way?
I'm just trying to do it his way. Just
hell no.
A program.
You need is you. You got it.
He trying to get us taken to jail.
You already there. All you need is you. Do it. Go ahead, do it.
Lawsuit city. Hell no.
I'm going to be a lawsuit.
All right.
So, obviously, you don't need nothing because he did it so sweet. You got it, sweet. You got the plan.
I got all the contacts.
You got the plan, bro. Make it happen.
All we need is a facility.
Just don't call me.
I'm calling you. Don't call me. My first phone call.
No comment.
I did have another question about that. You know, JC and King, you guys could speak on this. There was, before the IMG game, they played another game 48 hours before that. Yeah. On the last minute. Yeah. He just scheduled that shit.
I almost forgot.
They played two games.
So they had to schedule.
Two games.
And then for some reason.
So they played like a Wednesday and a Friday.
No.
They played Friday and a Sunday.
Shut the fuck up. Bro.
I swear to God.
In the same weekend?
And they got beat both times.
Bro, they played. That's they went out and played a whole game on Friday.
Yes. Yep.
And they played a whole nother game on Sunday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Two different schools. Like,
yes.
I want to say it was two different cities. I want to say.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have a home. They ain't got a school, so there's no home field for them.
Yeah. No, yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
And what's crazy is where the players thought they was going to really could win. And I really.
Come on, bro.
They played Friday. I really respected it. I did as a person.
Yeah, King.
You know, like
they played Friday and then went out and played a whole another game.
His whole justification was, there's no law against it,
and it's not.
He's right.
So his whole shit was
he is absolutely right.
Loophole
hey,
King.
Hey, bro.
I mean, lawsuit king, but yeah,
he probably been finessing pussy for his whole. He probably been finessing.
Nah, he been smacking his girl. That's what they said.
Yeah, he actually got in trouble for that, but it was like somehow he got off.
Scammer. Oh, yeah, exactly. That's all we had.
Look at this nigga. Yeah,
had to talk about.
Look at this man
for the day. Now he out of there. He out of there.
We got
any questions? Is this?
I gotta watch it now.
is this what we got in here for?
We ain't link up with Bates. Huh? He's Pete Carroll.
Yeah, I told you.
Yeah, they doing cut downs. Yeah, they're going. They got to go through. I never thought about it too, but they got to go through every player.
He coaching.
Every player.
They got to call him in.
And they're gonna go through every coach. For his position coach, that's what they think, whether they're going to cut him or keep him.
It's a long process.
Yeah,
you got to do it with every player.
Yep. Well, the ones
not
you
every
know.
Play, right. Yeah, most.
But let's see if we got any questions before we.
Man, got some five questions.
Hold on, these decent.
All right. I like this word here. This is the movie shit right here. Who had the best 90s runs in of movies? You worried that terribly. So I'm a fix.
90s, like
who had the best the run in the 90s?
And
you got so just for example, you got Jim Carrey, Tom Cruise, Eddie Murphy, Brad Pitt, Tom Hanks, Denzel, Robin Williams, Adam Sandler.
90s
in the 90s, who had the best run?
Shit, you got my guy first.
Who?
Jim Carrey.
I was damn near gonna say Eddie, fool.
No, I ain't gonna remember the Ace Ventura. You know he was on Living Color first of all.
Ooh. He was.
There's a lot of town on the Living Color.
Ace Ventura. Right.
But we say movies, though.
Like
same movies.
Yeah. All the Ace Venturas.
Cable Guy was in the 90s.
There's another one. The Mask.
The Mask was fire.
Yeah. The Mask.
The Clumps.
Batman. He was the Joker in Batman. Liar, liar.
He was the Riddler in Batman.
Okay, my bad, not the Joker. But then the Truman Show.
Yeah, he had a run.
Dumb and Dumber. Come on now.
Classic. Pull up Eddie. Eddie had a run too. Boomerang. Life.
Oh, Mulan.
Bowfinger. What? Dr. Doolittle.
Hilarious.
Serious. But Beverly Hills was the 80s. But when was Beverly Hills Okay, the third one
came in. I think they made one of them in the night.
Nutty Professor, come on now.
Dr. Doolittle was fire.
What? And he was in Mulan.
Holy Man is slick hilarious too.
Come on.
It's got some moments. It's cheesy, but Holy Man.
That was going to be my two. I'm going to say for sure. I feel like Adam Sandler's run was a little bit, it was like late 90s, early 2000s. I would say
my next one was going to be Adam, but yeah.
But it's like late 90s, early 2000s.
Was his later?
Yeah. Because all of his.
No, man, Late Day was on.
Happy Gilmore, Fire. Waterboy was, that was 2000s, right? When was that? Waterboy and Billy. Ah,
1990.
All of these is 90s. He typed in 90s.
Yeah.
All of these is 90s.
Billy Madison. I forgot he was in Coneheads.
Sure. Bulletproof was
Deuce, he was in Deuce Bigelow, too?
Yeah. He was in there.
I didn't know he was. Oh, man, I got to go back and watch Deuce.
Yeah, I don't think he was in Deuce. I Wedding think he singer. Like produced.
He probably did. Yeah, damn.
Robin Williams too.
Oh, you yeah. Robin Williams had a lot of movies back then.
Yikes. Let me see. Ah.
He said, that been that list tripled. Them movies.
Jumanji, Fire, Patch Adams,
Miss Doubtfire.
Miss Doubtfire.
Hook.
Quit playing.
Flubber, Fire.
Goodwill Hunting. Right.
Flubber was dope.
Flubber was good.
Yeah, he was right Aladdin, there. The genie in Aladdin.
He was Aladdin. Come on now. Realistically,
Toys.
Toys
is dope.
I ain't seen Toys.
You ain't seen Toys? Toys is
dope. I ain't
dope.
Seen most of these, to be honest.
What?
I seen Jumanji, Patch. Jack was fire. I cried. Bicentennial Man. I cried. I cried in both of those. Hook. I cried.
Jumanji.
He got a lot.
I ain't seen Father's Day.
Fern Gully, fire.
You ain't seen Flubber, my nigga?
I seen Flubber. I said Father's Day. I ain't seen it. I ain't seen Fern and Gully.
Fern Gully, cartoon.
Pull up Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise definitely got one. Mission Impossibles. That's what
He been jumping off of shit his whole career.
Hell yeah. That's not 90s though, is it? Was a few good men was 90s? Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Fire.
What's the name?
The Fur was in Memphis. Days of Thunder. I ain't gonna lie to you. As far as just like consistency, this is the best list. He ain't got no skips. This is the best list as far as he ain't got no skips. A Few Good Men's fire. The Firm fire. Eyes Wide Shut is my one.
The second movie.
I did skip that one.
Man, sweet me.
How you gonna talk about consistency?
I'm pretty sure that was fire. Click on it real quick. Click on it.
Sweet me.
Just because of the lineup. Like, I know that whole had to be fire.
Sweet me killing me.
That shit
and it's in the 2000s.
I ain't seen it, but that shit got to be fire.
Yeah, no.
That shit didn't look like it was good, though.
Definitely consistency except that one and that one.
Without Limits is fire. I've seen Magnolia. That shit's fire.
That's a hard list because we ain't even talk. We ain't even see Denzel list.
Right.
Or Tom Hanks.
It's going to go.
Right.
Tom Hanks got my favorite movie of all time. My favorite movie of all time is a Tom Hanks movie.
Forrest Gump.
It's my favorite movie of all time. By far. Not even close.
Okay.
Love that movie.
Yeah,
Malcolm X, Ricochet.
The Siege. Courage
on the Fire.
Crimson Tide. Virtuosity. Pelican Brief. Malcolm X.
He got Game. Come on now.
Preacher's Wife.
Is it more on there?
That's it.
Okay.
Shit, that's a hard list. You talk about consistency shit. That's the...
The Siege.
That's the consistency list. I see consistency in that one.
Yeah.
Because I done seen all of them.
Man, he be killing it now.
That was a good one. I think I'm giving it to Eddie Murphy, though, personally.
You ain't seen Tom, though. You ain't even see Tom.
Tom who?
Tom Hanks.
All right, go ahead, type in Tom Hanks. He got something, too. I know
you ain't see L. Hank, yo.
Tom Hanks got something, I know. Apollo 13, fire.
Damn, Toy Story. Damn. Get in there.
The Thing You Do, fire. Toy Story, both Gump, fire. Green Mile, Gump. Saving Private Ryan, fire.
He was in Philadelphia.
You've got mail, fine.
Shit, Forrest Gump got some. I mean, Tom Hanks.
Forrest Gump.
He said Forrest.
That's his favorite movie.
I'm dead.
But Forrest Gump. So, funny
you
story.
You and Jenny was like peas and carrots.
Funny story. So,
Jenny got that shit.
There's man, what? RP to her, man. Right. She ain't catching that virus. You know what I'm saying? Y'all here fucking and shit. There was a scene in there, and my 11th grade theater teacher was in Forrest Gump. She was the lady that was running. Remember when he was running and shit on the bridge, and there was a lady that was like the reporter saying, are you running for women's rights? That was my 11th grade teacher.
So speaking of 90s movies, my dad was in Ernest Goes to Jail. He was in the intro.
Oh, wow.
He said the dude
Ernest had a little run too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Ernest. All Ernest scared. Ernest goes to jail. Ernest scared. Yeah.
Ernest had a run.
My dad said that was the funniest dude he ever met in his life on set, because you know they film Ernest Goes to Jail at the old prison here in Nashville.
I did not know.
And so my dad is in, he's in the intro when he gets, yeah, he's getting ready walking down.
Let it play.
He's gonna be the big, when he's running, tiptoeing, my dad's gonna be the one that walks him down and picks him up and carries him.
They shot that in jail?
Yeah, at the old Nashville prison.
That's crazy. I did not know that. Hello, fool. Let me see.
You gotta go to the spot.
He
got that.
You'll be able to know. He's gonna have a funny ass. He's gonna be a big dude looking like Frankenstein.
That's funny, fool.
He's gonna chase behind him and he's gonna pick him up and walk with him with one hand.
Oh, and it's
silhouette. There you go.
Right there.
That's Pops.
I'm fucking dead.
Yep. That's Pops.
That's right
there. There you go.
Get your ass on.
There you go. Oh, man. That's live.
He said that was a funny. He said that's the funniest man he's ever met his entire life.
I can see that.
I had to probably go with Jim. I fuck with Jim.
Yeah, I fuck with Jim too.
I fuck with Jim.
I like these ones, bro. What's a movie sequel reboot that hasn't happened yet that you would watch? No question.
Damn, that's.
I feel like they done did all the reboots. All of them trash.
Yeah, the reboot category is tough, man.
Yeah, I feel like
I don't even be watching.
They've done so many, and all of them been trash.
Yeah.
All of them have not that been that. But
that's a tough.
All of them been trash. Yeah,
we
bro.
We just gone. It's tough.
That's a tough.
It'd be tough.
Like they tried to do Coming to America.
Trash.
No.
They tried to do White Men Can't Jump.
Trash.
Well, I ain't gonna say it was trash. I actually like that joint. It wasn't the first one, but it was actually decent though.
Yeah.
It was actually decent, bro.
Hold on. They said that me and DB showed what, like, on defense, what we do when we forget to play. What y'all do on offense? I mean,
ask the nigga next to you.
Y'all about to say, I was just thinking.
What we got?
Because they be right next to a nigga.
Hey. you better say something, because I'll get a false start and throw you under the bus. No, I'm joking. But no, you ask the guy, like, I done turned around and asked the quarterback. I forgot what I did. What's the count? What we on? Like, what's the check? Like, if it's a play with. Yeah, no, ask somebody next to you.
Well, damn, I guess that's.
Yeah, you better
I guess it's a little different. Y'all right there next to a nigga like this.
Yeah, we right here. Yeah, we ain't a couple yards away or across the field. Sweet. Yeah, ouch, I done did that. Gotta get your attention, bro. What we got?
I feel like last time I asked a base said, bro, like, it's some niggas, but shit, I don't know, nigga.
Yo, on defense, niggas don't know.
That's fucked up.
And niggas on defense selfish.
Sometimes defense don't know.
But he probably don't. But he probably don't know either.
Because half the time when a nigga on defense don't know. It's either he really tired or in a situation where niggas really not gonna know, it's hurry up and we ain't got no fucking call. Right. And they about to snap that bitch. Hey, what? Nigga said.
Bruh, just stay in front of your man.
Nigga said, back up, nigga, fuck it. I don't know.
Find the area, find something.
Oh, God, nigga, cover grass, something, fuck.
Oh, man. Hey, there was one more question I heard out there with, it was fire, bro. It was a question about your starting five. Basketball team, like non-professional basketball team. I thought that was a fire question.
Starting five from non-basketball,
like non-professional athlete. You're a starting five. Chris Brown, Quavo. Quavo can hoop.
I'm listening to the five.
Yeah.
2 Chainz.
Yeah, but he played college.
Nah, he not professional.
You're right.
Let me see. Right. Who was I had? I had a few more, fool. Jack Harlow. I seen what he did on White Man Can't Jump. He can hoop a little bit. Now, maybe there was... I think he can hoop a little bit. And Adam Sandler.
Running one. That's not a bad...
It's not a bad group.
I don't know about Jack Harlow. From what we've seen, Jack probably my wild card a little bit. I feel like that makes it look cool.
Six man.
Look at it. Oh yeah, man. Yeah, he got defense.
I don't think I know enough to.
Yeah.
What the?
Yes, Sirski.
What?
Absolutely. I'm picking Jack.
Off the backboard.
Yeah. From 8 feet away.
I'm fucking.
Back finger roll from that ball.
Cold as hell. Another one. Now, yes, sir.
It's going in, but I'm
picking it up. Show.
I don't know, man. I don't know enough about it because we only see a few of these people be playing shit. It's probably all motherfuckers that can play for real.
I got it. Yeah, no, it probably J. Cole.
Yeah. Drizzy. He be hooping. But I feel like he ain't making my starting five, though.
Yeah.
Adam Sandler for sure making my starting five. His old ass. Oh, yeah. This for him.
I ain't picking him just because this
watch
alone.
This, fool.
Yeah, just because of him doing this alone.
Why he I feel like he did this and then he was like, I got to start hooping now because I can't have this be my shit.
That, like, the next day, that might put
he's
the
a clown for showing up in there and meeting
him. Nah, right.
Yeah, no, I ain't picking him. Facts. No, like I said, I'm 2 Chainz, probably 2 Chainz for me. 2 Chainz, definitely 2 Chainz. J. Cole.
For sure.
No, I ain't never really seen Chris Brown hoop, but I heard he's a doubt he's a pretty good athlete.
Chris Brown
can hoop for sure.
And Quavo can hoop for sure.
I mean, I don't think I've seen enough.
Master P,
right? We don't see.
Yeah, but he played in the pros though.
Yeah, but I say he can't say him.
You're right.
He played for the pros. I Silk the Shocker.
Silk and hoop.
Silk was better than P.
Ah shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Silk the Sharker hoop, bro.
Silk was out there balling.
Silk the Sharker was a hooper, bro.
That's funny, man. Yeah. I thought that was a funny question, bro.
No, that's straight.
Anyway, we got anything else, bro, before we get out of here? I will say, if y'all haven't already, bro, go ahead and start season 2 of Winning Time. I'm gonna be here talking about Winning Time here soon. It's getting fire. It's good. It's just as good as season one.
Appreciate y'all having me back, man. You know, it's
a new time. Pulling up, man.
With Bates being gone, man, y'all just let me know, bro. I'll pull up, bro.
Listen, we're gonna need you for all the football talk because as you saw, I'm just gonna let y'all just cook.
Yeah, I'm about to say, sweet. Sweet, like, man, what's going on? Like, teach me something, educate me.
Yeah. Hell yeah, I love the football time. Yeah,
it's ugly in the streets football time now. You know, it's cut.
Nah, yeah, cut season, man. Hey, shout out to all my boys, man, that got a little opportunity. They might be sent back to the house right now, but look, y'all boys. Y'all don't ever quit chasing y'all dream, bro. Y'all keep going. Y'all might get another call during the season. Y'all stay training, stay in shape, bro.
Roy Johnson,
keep y'all head up, man. It's a lot of opportunities out there. Don't give up on
that. Keep putting that work in. It's 32 teams, bro. If you was in camp with somebody,
if you was in camp this year and you got cut, do not be sad. Right. Somebody is looking, my boy.
They always watch.
They are this close to calling your phone. You better be on point, my boy.
Always watching, bro. And good luck to everybody going to the season.
Stay healthy, man. Be as high. We'll be hiring next year. Because
we need some good.
He said, be as high. Get the fuck out of here. Hell, shit.
You heard it. Hey, you heard him. I'm trying to start a program too. So, anybody out there?
Raw Room Academy, man. Call y'all soon.
Just don't call me.
I'm dead. All right, man. We appreciate y'all rocking with us, man. It's been a Raw Room in the bitch. Easy.
If you have something to say and need a place to help you say it, check out the boys at the Raw Room Media Group to get information on recording a session.
Appreciate y'all for listening. Hey, follow us. Follow us at the Raw Room, Twitter, Instagram. Follow me at Wesson_Sun56 on Instagram. On Twitter, DB_5Trey.
Follow your boy, JC. JCar_11, Twitter. Instagram, JCar_32. And the Raw Room is at raw_room.
Roomies, we appreciate y'all for listening. We'll tune in for you next week. Easy.